Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, Wingstop in Burnham, Blake Sander with Apple State Farm Insurance, Wingstop in Burnham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Nathan's Barbecue, Collier Construction Company, Blisky Water Well Service, Redford Tavern and Table, J&L Garbage Door Service, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architecture, La Morella's Meat Market, Hyundai of Burnham, Woodson Lumber Company, Telger Toyota, Wellman Insurance Company, Congenital Tile, Bank of Burnham, Subway in Burnham, Gilmore Electric, Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB of Burnham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Burnham, Chavato's Wood Floor, La Rochevelic Buick GMC, Burnham National Bank, Sandro Arbor Care, WC Tractor, and Blaine College. We'll go out to the field and your host, Javi Jr. and Tommy Lingy, after these words from our sponsors.
Infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can ensure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Put your college degree on the fast track with Blinn College's winter mini-mester beginning December 15th. With convenient online classes, you can earn full course credit in just 3 weeks, then keep your momentum going when the spring semester starts on January 12th. With small classes, caring professors, and affordable tuition, Blinn is here to help you succeed. Seats fill quickly, so register today at blinn.edu.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Transform your home with Chivato's Wood Floors in Brenham. Their brand-new showroom at 114 East Alamo Street showcases stunning designs and jaw-dropping specials. With over 15 years of expertise, Chivato's delivers dream floors with unmatched quality and care. See your future floors today at 114 East Alamo Street in Brenham or explore on Facebook and Instagram. Chivato's Wood Floors, where quality shines. Call for a free quote today at 979-337-2185. Your perfect floor awaits. Go Cubs!
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future. Hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether it's sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2025 season.
Alrighty, it's time for Friday Night Lights here on KWHI Sports, and this week is going to be the biggest challenge of the year so far for the Brenham Cubs as they travel all the way to Waco to take on the Waco University. The Trojans have a 5-3 record on the year while the Brenham Cubs are undefeated, but nonetheless, if the Waco University Trojans get a win today, they will be the winners of the district, whereas the Brenham Cubs need to win this game and their final season game against Belton to be crowned the district champions. It's going to be a test after already being tested last week against Colleen Ellison, but these are both teams that defeated Colleen Ellison, so it should be the most challenging game of the season for the Brenham Cubs on paper. But Tommy, like we always say, you gotta play the game. So we'll see who shows up today. What are your thoughts on today's game?
Well, I just go back and look at last week. I was very, very, I'm going to use the word disappointed. I just feel like were we really ready to play? But as Coach Young said, it was homecoming. There were a few things going on during the week, so I know that Coach Young and his staff did all they could this week to prepare the kids for this evening's game, and I'm going to have faith and say they're focused and ready to play.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, when you have homecoming week, there's plenty of distractions going on off the field. It's a big week, a lot of pageantry, and, you know, it was a game where they looked a little distracted. Plenty of penalties was the biggest story of that game, 290 total yards of penalties, 151 for the Brenham Cubs. And, you know, even through that, they did get a victory. It was one that came down to the last play of the game on a fourth down, throwing it to the end zone. If they, Colleen Ellison gets that and a 2-point, they do tie it up. But the Brenham Cubs held strong, played bend but don't break defense, and really fought through for a hard-fought victory in that game. But this week, they're going against a University Trojans team that has stars all over the field. Tommy, last week we had Prince Hall, who was a UTSA commit. This week, they're going to be faced against what Coach Young's called the most talented wide receiver group they will face this year. And that is headed by number one, London Smith, who is a tremendous athlete. We talked about him last year a little bit, a junior, and missed a little bit of the season last year, but he is back this year and ready to lead this team. And he is committed to Baylor, so another D1 commit that this Brenham Cub defensive backfield is going to have to deal with. Now, they did do a good job against Prince Hall. Looked like the game plan last week was to have Traylon Kelly shadow Prince Hall, and then they switched to Ledrick Walker doing so, just following him around the field, playing that Deion Sanders kind of role, trying to eliminate the number one receiver as their shutdown corners. Let's see how they address it today. It's going to be the matchup to watch is the defensive backfield against this wide receiver group and a quarterback that can sling it. The quarterback for the Trojans, of course, already almost 2,000 yards and 20 touchdowns, so statistically he lights it up. But this is a Brenham Cub team that it prides itself on its defense, and of course led by Caleb Espinoza at that middle linebacker spot. They have stars all over the field as well on the defensive and offensive side. So this is a game that's going to come down who shows up, the wide receiver for the University Trojans in London Smith, or will it be the all-time leader for the Brenham Cubs in pretty much every receiving category, Chris Guidry?
No doubt about it. We have our fair share of stars also, and I think the stars are going to shine bright tonight.
That is the hope. Of course, talking to Coach Young throughout the year, he always mentioned how Chris Guidry, his favorite thing about him is that he does not want to beat up on bad teams. He's a player that shows up when the lights are brightest, and Tommy, those lights are going to be bright tonight.
No doubt about it. So looking forward to it. Let's get it on.
Yes, sir. And on that note, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors to take a deeper look into the matchup between the Waco University Trojans and the visiting Brenham Cubs.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They are ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com. That's WCTractor.com.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Sendera Arbor Care is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs football team and coaches this season. Just like the Cubs bring strength and strategy to the field, Sendero brings expert tree care to your home or business. From trimming to full tree health care services, they're your all-star team for residential and commercial properties. Call 979-836-4517 today. The playbook built on quality, integrity, and community, Sendero Arbor Care keeps your trees and your property standing strong all season long.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
And as we come back to Waco ISD Stadium, it's time to take a deeper look into the matchup between the visiting Brenham Cubs and the Waco University Trojans. It's a game that we mentioned, Tommy, is a high-stakes affair because if Waco University is able to pull out a win against the Brenham Cubs on what is their senior night, they will be crowned the district champions, whereas the Brenham Cubs, they need to win this game and their next game against Belton in the final game of the year in order to be crowned the district champs. So, funny enough, that one team is 5-3, and that's the team that gets to be the district champions if they get a win in this game, whereas the Brenham Cubs, coming in undefeated, need to win out to win the district.
Well, you know, I said this, I keep repeating myself each and every week. Ever since our last game of the season last year against Randall, I felt these young men were on a mission. And this game is so pivotal. If we come out and have a game such as we had last week, you know, you'd hate to see it. It could carry over into next week. And we definitely don't want that to happen. I know Coach is dialed in. I know our coaching staff is dialed in. And they're still in the locker room right now. So I think they're really getting these young men to focus on this ball game.
Yeah, and you know, we talked a little bit before the game, you and I, and we talked about the Brenham Cubs always wanting to get the run going. Last week, not something that was possible. When they Colleen Ellison really focused in on the running game of this Brenham Cub offense and completely shut it down for all intents and purposes. And then they were forced to throw the ball, but the Brenham Cubs responded throwing the ball very well. And this is a University Trojan team that you got to think they have the scouting report. Stop the run against the Brenham Cubs. And but, of course, like any balanced team, the University Trojans are going to want to get that run going. But the key for them on the Trojan side is they have that wide receiver, London Smith, and their quarterback, Savoy Nichols, a junior, that everybody's mentioned as a very, very good prospect coming into this game, like I said, lighting up the stat sheets. So it's going to be how does the defense deal with them, but first is stopping the run up front. So can Caleb Espinoza and that dynamic defensive front, including Mason Siebert, Joe Rodriguez, Doyle Brown, and Jace Miller, how can they set the tone for this game, prevent the run from getting started, and so the passing game doesn't come too easily for the Trojans?
No doubt about it. That defensive front that we have, they have just been so strong all year long, and we can't say enough about that linebacking crew that we have. They are really, really some talented young men. I'm going to put my faith again in them that those guys are going to set the tone of this football game.
Yes, sir. It's going to start up front, as many games do, in the trenches. Who can win the battle up front? This is a very big and physical Trojan team against a very dynamic and talented Brenham Cub team. Of course, the Cubs, you don't get undefeated by luck, Tommy. So
no.
There are definitely plenty of skill on the Brenham Cubs side. But on paper, this is going to be their biggest challenge up to date, for sure. This is a Waco University team that's also 3-0 in the district, just like the Brenham Cubs. And like we mentioned, this is as close as you can get to a district championship.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I know that that is the goal of these young men, because you win the district championship, that first game in the playoffs, you get to play at Cub Stadium.
Exactly. Historic Cub Stadium, home of the Brenham Cubs, home of the pride.
Home of the pride.
And so definitely what they want to do is start off that playoffs with a nice home game, get that momentum going, because you keep mentioning it week in and week out, that Richmond-Randall game is fired these boys up, and they want to get back to that game and get over the hump there and potentially play in Jerry World. But for now, the focus is this district championship.
That's it.
All right, and when we come back, we're going to take a look at what Tommy and Coach Young's talked about on the sideline before the game, and we'll have that ready for you right after a word from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
This football season, Texas Farm Credit is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers.
Hello, this is Kevin Heyman.
Hello, this is Jeff Milliken.
Hello, y'all. This is Jennifer Turner.
Hi, this is Audrey Jankowski.
Hey, it's Brittany Klein.
And I'm Abby Frank. We are your Brenham lending team, ready to help with flexible financing for agriculture, home loans, or any place in the country. Plus, we offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock, serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Fayette, Lavaca, and Waller counties. Your team is our team. Give us a call or visit us today at Highway 290 East in Brenham.
School is in full swing, and it's the perfect time to help your child move forward in their learning journey. If they're struggling with math, reading, or test prep, WC Learning Center is here to help. Their expert tutors provide personalized support to boost their confidence and grades. Don't let them fall behind. Give them the skills to succeed. Call WC Learning Center today at 979-251-0161 and set them up for a brighter future, because success starts with the right support. WC Learning Center, located at 1306 South A Street in Brenham.
All right, as we get close, only 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock kickoff here between the visiting Brenham Cubs and the Waco University Trojans. Tommy, you went down there with Coach Youngs and had a quick conversation with him before the game to get a read on how he feels about everything going on, going from that tough, tough fought win last week against Colleen Ellison at home to now going away against the Waco University Trojans for a game that can either give the district championship to the Trojans or keep the Cubs in the running. Let's take a look at how that conversation went.
What are your thoughts on tonight's game?
Well, you know, it's a big game. You know, for them, if they win, they're the district champs. You know, we still got to win the next two to be district champs. So, you know, this is what you work hard all year for, you know, from spring football, offseason, SAC camp. It's for these games like this. So, you know, our kids are excited. We're excited. We knew we would get to this point. We're happy. You know, we thought it'd be like this, you know, them and us. Big game. You know, they got a lot of hype coming into this season, you know, as we. And so, you know, it's two really good football teams, and, you know, we need to be better than last week and cut out the dumb mistakes and come out and play cup football.
What can we expect out of Waco University?
Very athletic on offense. You know, same way on defense. If I'd say it, they look a lot like us. You know, probably a little bit bigger up front on the O-line than we are, but, you know, they got some good skill kids. They brought a lot of guys back from last year. I think 7 offensive and 7 defensive starters back. So they've just gotten better from last year, and they're playing really well right now.
Do we expect them to pass more or run more?
Well, I would say they're going to throw it more. They got 3 really dynamic wide receivers. But like any football team, you want to try to establish a run so you can set up the pass. But, you know, I expect to see the ball going in there a lot.
I'm sure at practice this week you focused on penalties just a little.
Well, you know, not any different than we did any other time. You know, we just had a week where it was just we were distracted, and we looked distracted, and we didn't focus, and we didn't execute. And so, you know, like any other week, we're going to dial in and work hard and, you know, try to eliminate the mistakes that we made back the week before. But I don't expect to see that out of the Cubs.
Okay, I'm going to look at it this way. I've got faith.
Well, that's how the conversation went. And Tommy, you know, he mentioned a lot of the things that we just mentioned is that big battle in the trenches, who can get the advantage, the offensive line, defensive line on both sides. He did mention that these University Trojans have plenty of size up front, so usually that's the first thing you need, but size does not mean technique, and this is a Brenham Cub offensive line that has plowed the way forward for some great running games for this team. And of course, the player we always love to mention, number 7, Hagen Frank, that big H-back plowing the way as well, giving that offensive line a hand, so it's going to start there in the trenches. Can the Brenham Cubs get their rhythm going offensively in the run game, overcome what happened last week with not being able to run the ball well, and then open up their passing game? And defensively, you heard it there from Coach, the key is going to be to limiting these wide receivers and this quarterback from hitting the big explosive plays.
No doubt about it. And you mentioned the point about big. You know, it helps to be big, but I tell you what, if our guys can get quickness off the line, a lot of times, and the majority of the times, you can beat those big guys.
Yeah, that hasn't been a struggle for this Brenham Cub defensive line, particularly the defensive ends in Doyle Brown and Jace Miller. It seems like every game they're just beating the offensive linemen off the snap and getting into the backfield in an instant. Let's see if they can continue that this week. And speaking of the starting lineups, we're going to go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Collier Construction after a short word from our sponsors.
Whether it's the Cubs in Brenham or the Panthers in Burton, Friday nights are for football, and Citizens State Bank is proud to cheer on both teams this season. For 100 years, we've been rooted in your community, supporting local schools, families, and the traditions that bring us together, because your hometown is our hometown too. We're proud to stand behind the Cubs, the Panthers, and the power of hometown pride. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions since 1925.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Right now, try one of Wingstop's ultimate meal deals. Sauced and tossed in up to 4 bold flavors, starting at just $17.99. That's a flavor-packed deal made to share. Or not. We don't judge. Whether you're all about lemon pepper, original hot, or that sweet heat mango habanero, this one's for the flavor lovers. Wingstop. Bring the flavor. Terms apply. See Wingstop.com for details.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Well, fall's here, and you know what that means. cooler weather, football games, and, unfortunately, garage doors acting up at the worst time. Look, if your clicker's gone bad, the springs are broken, or your door just won't shut straight, call our friends at J&L Garage Door Service. Yeah, they're local, insured, and even do same-day repairs within a 60-mile radius. Plus, free estimates. Don't get stuck outside this season. Call J&L Garage Door Service at 203-6008. That's 203-6008.
All right, only 5 minutes left till kickoff, and it's time to take a look at the Brenham Cubs starting lineups. Starting at left tackle is going to be number 72, Aaron Carlisle. At left guard will be number 71, Caleb Landry. At center will be Anthony Papo Nahara wearing number 60. At right guard is number 52, Andre Mojica. At right tackle is number 68, Dawson Moran. And at H-back slash tight end is number 7, Agan Frank. And the quarterback position starting tonight will be number 1, Zyron Upshaw. And behind him will be running back number 3, C.J. Glover. Starting on the outsides at wide receiver are number 4, Chris Guidry, number 8, Cartell Brown, and number 17, Nate Rao. Then over to the defenses, starting in the trenches in the interior of the defensive line are number 29, Mason Siever, number 70, Job Rodriguez. Then over to the defensive end positions with number 16, Jace Miller, and number 11, Doyle Brown. Starting at the corners is number 5, Ledrick Walker Jr., and number 6, Traylon Kelly. And in the heart of the defense at middle linebacker is number 0, Caleb Espinoza, with number 13, Brooks Rosnowski, and number 22, Christian Prosper, starting on either side. Then over to the safety positions, at free safety is number 21, Quincy Adams, and at strong safety is number 12, Ethan Ostenbeck. Those are your Brenham Cubs starting lineups, brought to you, as always, by Collier Construction. Collier Construction is proud to bring you the starting lineups. As a builder, Collier Construction knows the value of integrity, teamwork, and the dedication it takes to participate in extracurricular events. Collier Construction, Highway 290 West in Brenham. And as we get to 2 minutes left, a two-minute warning before the start of the game, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors to take a look at the Nathan's Barbecue touchdown winner, as well as get ready for the national anthem.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Dad, are you going to make s'mores or not?
Air mattress inflated, tablet charged. Yes, ready.
I thought the point of camping was to get away from it all.
I've been really responsible with my savings. Have to spoil myself un poquito.
Mother Nature. Meet my dad, the glamping king.
Glamp your way to financial growth with a checking or savings account from Cadence Bank. There's opportunity here. Find a branch near you at cadencebank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Redboard Tavern and Table is your destination for great food in Grimes County. Repeatedly voted best steak and recognized as one of the area's top restaurants. Redboard offers a brand new menu, weekend dinner specials, and a beautifully restored setting in the historic Navasota Railroad District. Whether you're gathering with family and friends or clients, Redboard is the place to be. Open Wednesday through Sunday, Redboard Tavern and Table, proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs. And a special shout out to Toby Lewis and the Cub Band Class of 2025.
Howdy, Patrick Kenning here with your Gilmore Electric Express Light Bulb Moment.
When's the last time you checked your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors? These small devices are lifesavers. But did you know they have a lifespan? They require regular battery checks and should be completely replaced every 8 to 10 years. At Gilmore Electric Express, we can test, replace, or install detectors in code-compliant locations to make sure your home is protected. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
Alrighty, back to Waco ISD Stadium, where it is as close as you can get to a district championship game between the Waco University Trojans and the Brenham Cubs. And now it's time for the national anthem. And with the national anthem, we are ready to play ball. This football game is getting ready to get underway between the Brenham Cubs and the Waco University Trojans. And we should have kickoff here any second now, and we'll be right back for that first half kickoff after a word from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click Open an Account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
And as we come back, the Brenham Cubs are kicking off, and back to receive is the Trojans, who bring the ball out right past the 25-yard line before a nice special teams tackle made by Jarius Booker. That's where the Waco University Trojans will get the ball, as the Brenham Cubs will receive in the second half. And, of course, that first half kickoff and national anthem brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to be one of KWHI sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out their brand new showroom and service center. Haven't considered a Hyundai before? Here's two big reasons why you should. Hyundai has earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they've got America's best warranty. Here's the first play for the Trojans as they get the ball out quickly to their star receiver, London Smith, who takes it out close to that first down marker. It's going to be a gain of 9 on the first play. The ball comes out to the 34-yard line.
Nice tackle there by Caleb Espinoza.
And just a reminder, the Hyundai does have the America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage. And this year, they're partnering with Brenham ISD to reward students for perfect attendance by giving away a vehicle, a brand-new Bronco. We've seen it, Tommy, and it's a sweet one, ain't it?
Oh, I'm telling you, that's on everybody's most wanted list.
Here comes the University Trojans trying to throw the ball deep. They have a man, and an elevating catch from the Trojans coming down with it is going to be number 3. That is Jamari Thomas of the Trojans for a big gain all the way down to the Brenham Cub 32-yard line. That's going to be a gain of over 30 yards on that passing play, Tommy, and we're starting to get a good look at what Coach was talking about, this dynamic passing offense, as Savoy Nichols, the junior quarterback, is slinging it here so far, not a running play yet.
Tell you what, two Cubs were on him, and give credit to that young man for making a heck of a catch.
So here comes Savoy Nichols loading up and throwing way too wide for his receiver on the crossing route. And that'll be an incomplete pass, bringing up second down and 10 from the Brenham Cub 32.
Good coverage over there by Rylan Lewis for the Cubs.
All right, that is the first incompletion of the game for Savoy Nichols. Let's see if the Brenham Cubs can tie together two back-to-back good plays here. Good coverage and forcing the quarterback to throw that ball away. Savoy Nichols in the shotgun with the two wide receivers set. Looking to his left, setting up a screen pass outside, and in pursuit is Rylan Lewis, but he does not have the angle, and that ball is going to get down inside of the 10-yard line before coming up to make the tackle is Brooks Rosnowski. But unfortunately, Brooks Rosnowski looks like he came up limp in there, but he's going to stay out there. That is a tough young man, Tommy, as we've learned here so far this year.
I tell you what, Brooks Rosnowski is all heart. He's in on every play.
That is an absolute fact about the way that young man plays, always in pursuit and always in the middle of plays. So now first and goal for the Trojans as they are getting off to a hot start here in the shotgun with a three wide receiver set for Savoy Nichols. He's going to give the handoff running left, finding some room and into the end zone. The Trojans strike first with a quick drive and a touchdown. And that was a drive that only took 2 minutes and 7 seconds off of the board. They go 75 yards on what seemed to be only five or six plays, and they get into the end zone striking first, 6-0 in favor of the Waco University Trojans. Just a nice run there by the young running back for the Trojans, and just overall the offense clicking on all cylinders as they kick the extra point. It is good. It is now 7-0 in favor of the Trojans. Let's see how the Brenham Cubs will respond after this ensuing kickoff and a quick 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at teglertoyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County.
Thrive and Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
All right, and as we come back, the Brenham Cubs are set to receive as they just allowed a quick 74-yard touchdown drive to the Trojans, who get the early 7-0 lead. And Tommy, we saw a little bit of what the scouting report was on this team. Quick passing, and they mix in a little bit of running game there too, punching it into the end zone with a running back, with a run from their running back.
There's just a little short pass.
Oh, they try an onside kick here, but jumping on top of it is Brooks Rosnowski. Looks like the Trojans trying to catch the Brenham Cubs off guard, but the Brenham Cubs are a good heads-up play there by Rosnowski to keep his eye on the ball, jumps on top of it, and it does nothing but give the Brenham Cubs excellent starting position in their first drive, starting from their own 42.
Now we just have to take advantage of it.
That is the truth. They need to respond here, already down 7 after one drive. And we mentioned earlier, the key is going to be getting the running game started. C.J. Glover in the backfield with Zyron Upshaw in shotgun with a three wide receiver set. The handoff will be to Glover up the middle, trying to find some room, but he'll be bottled up after a short gain of 2. Trying to create some extra yards, but the Trojans were there to stop it. I do like the push from the offensive line there, Tommy. The Brenham Cubs seemed to gain some ground on the defensive front of the Trojans, but the linebackers came up and closed any running lanes on C.J. Glover, only allowing a gain of 2 yards. So here come the Cubs again in the three wide receiver set. Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun with C.J. Glover to his right, and Zyron Upshaw seemed to mishandle the snap, and he goes down and will be recorded as a sack. A big loss on the play. It looks like a loss of 6, making it 3rd down and 13, 3rd and very long inside of their own 40 for the Brenham Cubs.
Looked like he slipped on the turf. We were down on the field. Moisture's not an issue.
So now with a 3rd and long up for the Cubs, a 4 wide receiver set for Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun. He'll look over to the sideline and get a couple calls and see what the offensive staff is seeing out there, see if they can take advantage of this Trojan defense and get a first down to prevent a three and out. But instead, looks like there's something the coaching staff did not like out there. They're going to go ahead and call a timeout. So the first Brenham Cub timeout comes on their first offensive drive with 8.5 left to go, down 7-0 to the Trojans. And we'll take a quick timeout ourselves and be back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
All right, as we come back, so do the Brenham Cubs offense facing a third down and 13 from their own 39-yard line. They come back again in a four wide receiver set with Zyron Upshaw in the backfield with C.J. Glover. They're going to step back to pass. Zyron Upshaw moving up in the pocket, trying to weave his way through traffic, finds a crease and makes a defender miss. A beautiful move he just put on the linebacker to get out to midfield, but he'll be 2 yards short of the first down. Now, Tommy, being at midfield, the analytics do say that this is a 50-50 chance whether you go for it or punt. Let's see what the Brenham Cubs are going to do, and it looks like they will roll out the punting unit. Oh, no, they're not going to roll out the punting unit. They're rolling out the big boys as they bring out an extra offensive tackle and Caleb Espinosa, their middle linebacker, who they like to use as a fullback along with their H-back, Hagan Frank. And it looks like it'll be a wildcat play to C.J. Glover, who will try to fight for these next 2 yards in a first down. Here comes a snap, a good push from the Cubs, and C.J. Glover jumps over the offensive line and looks like he may be right past the first down marker. The far side referee is giving it to him, and so is the near side. Looks like a strong run from C.J. Glover on that one. Had an offensive lineman and two defensive linemen go to the ground in front of him. So, hey, Tommy, if you can't go through them, go over them.
I tell you what, I hope the track coach noticed that.
He hurdled over three men.
That young man on the hurdles.
You know what I love to see there? Hagan Frank jumped through the same hole and jumped through it to take out a defensive lineman, and creating that space for C.J. Glover to get through for a hard-fought first down. He gets it by about the nose of the football, and that will place the ball at the 46 of the Trojans. And that's a first down for the Brenham Cubs.
They still haven't changed the down marker yet.
Yeah, it's still showing fourth down, and they do not have it on the line of scrimmage yet, but I'm sure they'll fix that here in just a second.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, just a little bit of rust for the chain gang. So the Brenham Cubs will keep the drive alive with a fourth down conversion. On fourth down and two, and Zyron Upshaw back in shotgun. He'll bring Cartel Brown in motion, and the handoff is to Cartel Brown, trying to find some space on the edge. Cuts back inside, finds a blocker, and gets himself a nice gain there of about 6 yards, making a nice cut up the field after seeing that space was running out towards that sideline.
I tell you what, I like the move there. It was an end around there for Cartel Brown. Red watched his blockers very, very close, made a nice cut move back. Nice gain.
So gain of 7 on the play. Second down and 3 for the Cubs inside of the Trojans 40. At the 39 to be exact. Another 3 wide receiver set for Zyron Upshaw. He takes a shotgun snap. Hands off to C.J. Glover off the right side. Stiff arms a defender trying to create extra yards. And looks like he may have 2 yards on that play.
I think they're only going to give him one.
It looks like they're going to give him one only on that one. They say he went out of bounds a little earlier than 2 yards, which brings up a third down and 2 for the Cubs offense. Trying to put together a long and methodical drive here to respond to the touchdown drive on the opening drive from the Trojans. And they will do so with Hagan Frank in the backfield, 3 wide receivers for Zyron Upshaw. and the shotgun with C.J. Glover to his right. Tyron Upshaw, a quarterback keeper, runs into the offensive line. Nowhere to go there. That is blown up by the Trojans' defensive front. And it won't be no gain. It'll be a loss of one, fourth down and three. On the plus side of the field, you have to think if they went for it at the 50, Tommy, they're going to go for it here.
I'll tell you what, the defensive front just blocked that quarterback draw there by Zyron. I think if he had made a move to the right side, I really feel he could have got the first down.
Well, instead, it's fourth down and three for the Brenham Cubs. Needing another fourth down conversion to keep the drive alive. They're going to fake the handoff to Glover and then flip it to the outside to Cartel Brown, the end around, trying to find some room, but great pursuit from the Trojans will prevent anything from happening there, and the Waco University crowd will love that as they get a stop on fourth down. Turnover on downs by the Brenham Cubs, and that'll give the ball back to the Trojan offense, who showed on that last drive, Tommy, that this is an explosive group that can get yards in a hurry.
I tell you what, it was just a nice read there by number two, Michael Davis, for the Trojans.
So now out comes Savoy Nichols for the Trojans, trying to put together another offensive drive. And the Brenham Cubs, let's see how they adapt to what they saw on that first drive. This one, a wide receiver screen outside, a high throw, allows for Jace Miller to come clean it up after the initial contact there from Leedrick Walker Jr.
I tell you what, a nice read there by Leedrick. Just did not get a good hand on him, but held him up long enough for Jace Miller to come and finish it off.
So a big loss on that one for the Trojans. A loss of four brings up second down and 14. But you have to think, Tommy, this is a team that likes to throw the ball, so they're in a position here where they're going to have to throw it, and the Brenham Cubs will know so. Let's see how they can create some pressure and play some good coverage. Caleb Espinosa stepping up, showing pressure. He does come on the blitz. He has a clear path to the quarterback who gets rid of it in time. That is London Smith, number one for the Trojans, who gets a nice gain of about 8 yards on the play. Caleb Espinosa right in the quarterback's face, but Savoy Nichols able to deliver an accurate ball on that crossing route from London Smith, who gets his team in a third and more manageable at third and six.
I tell you what, Mason Sieber coming up to make a stop there for the Cubs.
And, of course, can't forget to mention Jarius Booker, who, whenever he gets an opportunity to play, always seems to be in on tackles. Caleb Espinosa and Jarius Booker showing pressure. They both come. Caleb Espinosa free to the quarterback, but the quarterback gets, Savoy Nichols gets the ball out to his wide receiver. That is number seven, Robert Stevens, who gets close to a first down, but not enough. He comes up about 3 yards shy. Excellent tackling there by the Brenham Cubs. And who was in on that one, Tommy?
I tell you what, that was Quincy Adams coming up to make that stop for the Cubs.
All the way from his free safety position.
Oh, my goodness, look at this.
So fourth down here for the Trojans, and they're going to go for it now near midfield. And we're going to get a timeout for the Brenham Cubs. And Coach Young's something out there he did not like as he comes out fired up from that sideline. Seems the team was not prepared, so he'll take the timeout instead of giving up a first down. But as soon as we come back from 30 seconds from our sports friends, it's fourth and three to the Trojans.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center. 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stagant Tielemann Plumbing. Your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
As we come back, it's fourth and three to the Trojans near midfield on their side of the field, and the Brenham Cubs looking to come up with a turnover on downs. Back to pass to Savoy Nichols. Immediate pressure, but he throws it on the hot route into the flat to his receiver, who gets a first down. That'll be number 16, Kylan Estel.
Coming up to make the stop there was Quincy Adams.
So they needed three, and they got about seven. So Justin Neal, correction, is number 15 who came up on the play. He gets the much-needed first down for the Trojans, and they get a fourth down conversion of their own. Brenham Cubs had two opportunities and got one. Let's see if they can hold the Trojans here, as the Trojans are now on the Cubs side of the field at the 44-yard line. And it looks like we're going to get a little bit of jumping from the offense, and that'll be a false start on the offense, giving the Brenham Cubs an advantage early in the down. Early in the set of downs here, as they'll now have first and 15 with 4 minutes left to play here in the first quarter. It's the Trojans up 7-0 over the Brenham Cubs. An early touchdown run gave them the advantage, and now the Cubs are trying to stop them from scoring again to try to respond. Here comes Savoy Nichols in the shotgun, looking downfield, has a man trying to for a back shoulder throw, and beautifully executed there right at the first down marker, and that'll be enough for a first down as London Smith comes up again big for the Trojans, getting a first down.
I tell you what, Traylon Kelly was with him step for step, but ball just a little bit underthrown, and Smith did an excellent job.
Well, Tommy,
back for the football.
I wouldn't call that an underthrow. That's what you call a back shoulder ball,
yeah.
Because it was. He saw that the coverage was all over that upfield shoulder, so the quarterback, savvy move by the junior there, puts it on that back shoulder, allows for his wide receiver to make the adjustment, and London Smith does exactly that and gets his team a first down. What a throw there by the junior. That junior's going to step back in the shotgun, throws it across the middle, again finding number 15, who's dragging his defender for about another 10 extra yards. That's going to be number 15, Justin Neal, who, with Rylan Lewis hanging all over him, is able to get another 10 yards after the play, setting them up inside of the Brenham Cub 15 at the 14-yard line. The explosive plays continue here for the Waco University Trojans, and it seems like up to now the Brenham Cubs don't have an answer.
I tell you what, that's a strong young man right there.
Yeah.
Rylan Lewis is hanging on for dear life.
And Rylan Lewis is a solid cover corner and an excellent tackler. So nothing against Rylan Lewis, just a strong play there by the wide receiver.
No doubt about it.
And now we're going to get a timeout from Waco University as they will look to regroup their offense, who is moving down the field with ease now, starting all the way from around their own 40, from just inside their own 40, now have the ball all the way down to the Brenham Cub 14-yard line, already up 7-0 over the Cubs. We'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com. For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank, local, friendly, mobile.
As we come back, the Trojans looking to double their lead, already up 7-0 over the Brenham Cubs, are now driving and inside of the Cub 15 at the 14. Savoy Nichols in the shotgun, looking for a receiver, moving around in the pocket, finds one in London Smith yet again, who gets down to the 10-yard line before being taken down there by Rylan Lewis with the sure tackling.
Nice read there, good thing. Smith did a great job coming back for the football, and Rylan Lewis coming up to make the stop. Only a 3-yard gain.
And there's no doubt who the star of this Trojan offense is, as they are forcing the ball to London Smith every chance that they get.
We may see the ball on the air 40 times.
They have not run the ball much. You are correct, Tommy. Here's Savoy Nichols in the shotgun, fakes the handoff and throws to the right. And who else but London Smith yet again, who powers his way through three Brenham defenders into the end zone for another Trojan touchdown. Well, we see why London Smith is committed to Baylor there, Tommy. A strong wide receiver, big, physical, excellent route running, and he had about 4 or 5 catches on this drive alone. I believe he's already up to 7 catches on the night, and that will put the Trojans up 13-0 over the Cubs, waiting for this extra point. It is up, and it is good. 14-0 Trojans over the Cubs with the 2 minutes left in the first quarter. As we await for the ensuing kickoff, we'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sponsors.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
No, these guys are wide open.
And back for the ensuing kickoff here as the Trojans double up on their lead, now 14-0 over the visiting Brenham Cubs. Here's the kickoff. Back to receive is going to be Quincy Adams down the left side of that field. He's trying to turn it up the middle, finding some room, looking for it, and it looks like he'll get just about out to the 25-yard line before he's taken down. And you know a flag when you're receiving a kick, Tommy, you know it's usually coming against you. Oh, but it's going to be against the Trojans here. A face mask on the tackle of Quincy Adams, and that'll give him 15 yards. That should bring this ball all the way out to the 40-yard line. So, Tommy, I'll tell you, the problem for the Cubs has not on offense has not been field position because they have now twice gotten the ball on their own 40 or better, and last time had to go for it twice on fourth down. They got it the first time, couldn't execute the second time, and gave the ball back to the Trojans, who were able to double up on their lead. And they need to make something happen here now, under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. And they need to respond to get back into this ball game. Tyron Upshaw in the shotgun will hand off to C.J. Glover, looking for room down that right side, and gets about three, maybe two. Looks like they're going to call it right about the 2.5 yard line, 2.5 yards on the play here. And they're going to go ahead and round up to three, and it'll be second down and seven for the Cubs.
Laquan Hughes in on that stop for the Trojans.
Well, you can tell that they want to get this running game started, but looks like the Trojans got the scouting report, and they are filling in those running lanes to incredible success. Here comes Zyron Upshaw again. He's going to bring Cartel Brown across, and he's going to hand it off. He's going to give him an end around, and the Trojans are starting to sniff out those plays as it'll be a loss of two on that play and make it a third down and nine, another third and long coming up for the Brenham Cubs.
I tell you what, Noah Sorrell's coming up to make a nice stop there on Cartel Brown.
And I'll tell you, I don't think this Trojan defense has missed a tackle yet, Tommy.
I tell you what, every one of their players thus far in this football game, when they get their hands on a Cub, they're bringing him down.
So here comes Zyron Upshaw with a third and long. He'll have a three wide receiver set with C.J. Glover to his left. He's stepping back, looking, and he will find his star wide receiver, Chris Guidry, who breaks the tackle, moving to the right, going down the sideline, gaining extra yards before he's pushed out of bounds by the Trojans, but not before getting the ball all the way to the Trojan 35-yard line.
I'll tell you what, nice pattern there by our guy, Chris Guidry, makes the catch, and then he just goes down that sideline and makes a big gain, gets a Cub first down. Finally brought down by Darryl Stewart.
And this is why he is the all-time leader for the Brenham Cubs in every receiving category, Tommy. He had a pass interference on that play and fought through it to get a gain of 24 yards.
I'll tell you what, we have our London Smith in Chris Guidry.
Well, for the Brenham Cubs back home, they have their own Chris Guidry because Chris Guidry is one of one. Here is Zyron Upshaw. He'll hand off up the middle to C.J. Glover, and that will be stuffed for no gain as he'll get back to the original line of scrimmage, but nothing more. Second down and 10 for the Cubs coming up.
I tell you what, ran into Joaquin Martinez, and Martinez just stood C.J. straight up.
And Joaquin Martinez, one of those players to watch in this game, as he's been the leader of this team for a couple years now, 120 tackles last year. Here comes Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun, but they're going to blow the play dead. And they're going to say he did not get the playoff before the end of the first quarter. So as they switch sides of the field, we'll take a quick timeout, and we'll be back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil. On FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
As we go from the first to the second quarter, the Brenham Cubs down 14-0 to the Waco University Trojans, who... if the Trojans can hold on and get this victory, they will be the district champs. Even though the Brenham Cubs are undefeated, both teams are 3-0 in the district. And with having a head-to-head win over the Cubs, that will give the Trojans the district championship. But for now, the Cubs are still in it, only down two possessions. They're facing a 2nd-and-11 from inside of Trojan territory at the 36-yard line, thanks to a big 24-yard catch and run by Chris Guidry a couple plays ago. And they're going to shake things up on offense here. They're going to go with a 5 wide receiver set, 4 bunched all the way to the left on the far side of the field. Zyron Upshaw in an empty backfield is in shotgun. He'll take the snap, and it'll be a quarterback keeper for Zyron as he tries to get some yards, but only a gain of 2 to be had as the Trojans were privy to it and ready to make a tackle as they've been doing through one quarter very successfully.
Tell you what, another quick read there by Joaquin Martinez, that linebacker making the stop on Zyron.
And is this correct? I think he wears number 02.
He wears 0 also.
Just like a star on the Cubs defense, Caleb Espinoza.
Major third down.
Third down and 9 at the 34 of the Trojans. Zyron Upshaw back to pass. He's getting pressured, finding some room in the pocket. A flag comes in late as Zyron Upshaw is sacked way back near the 45-yard line. It'll be a loss of 10 yards if the play stands.
I tell you, they're coming up to make that stop with a strong rush. Micah Sorrells.
And this will be against the offense. It's going to be a holding call, so the loss of 10 will stand as the penalty is declined. Fourth down and 19 for the Brenham Cubs. And even though you're on the plus side of the field, this is a no-brainer. You got to punt. And not what the Cubs wanted to do, already down 14 against an offense that has absolutely been incredible against this Cubs defense.
No doubt about it, but right now Zalenka needs to get a good putt.
And he does exactly that. It looks like it will land inside the 10, but just barely sneaks into the end zone for a touchback, and that will come out to the 20, and that punt will in turn net only about 25 yards. So the Trojans will move out their explosive offense to the 20. And, Tommy, the scouting report was incredibly accurate on this team. They want to throw the ball, and they're doing so early, often, and effectively.
I tell you, no doubt about it. And the Cub defense is going to have to find a way to put a stop to this offense.
Yeah, they got Ryland Lewis out there trailing Kelly and Leedrick Walker Jr., so they are in a three-corner set. And they take out a safety and bring in an extra quarter in Ryland Lewis. And now the Trojans are going to flesh out another wide receiver. And this time they're going to run the ball at a quarterback keeper by Savoy Nichols, who will get a short gain of about 3 yards.
I tell you what, a great read there by Brooks Rosnowski. Watch the quarterback all the way and comes up and makes the stop.
This is a Brenham Cub team that we've seen time and time again, Tommy, this year are not going to give up. They're not looking at that scoreboard. They're looking at the next play, and you can tell by how hard they continue to play. So here comes the offense for the Trojans against this Brenham Cub defense. 4 wide receiver set, empty backfield for Savoy Nichols. He's going to step back, looking to his right, looking down the middle now, has his wide receiver, London Smith, on a crossing route for yet another first down. Looks like a gain of about 18 yards on the play, bringing the ball all the way out to their own 38-yard line.
Ryland Lewis in on the stop there. And again, London Smith wide open.
Well, you come into this game, you know that that is their star wide receiver, and I haven't seen a double coverage yet on him.
I tell you what, I'd put somebody on him that can stay with him. And we got some good corners.
Oh, we have some great corners, which is why this is so shocking that they've had so much success. And here on a quick handoff up the middle, up to make the tackle is Caleb Espinoza, and cleaned up by the big man in the middle, Job Rodriguez. Looks like that was a run to number 20. That's going to be Kentrell Jones.
I tell you what, and getting the first hand on him there was number 11, Doyle Brown, slowing him up just enough for Job and Caleb Espinoza to come in there and finish it off.
And I apologize, that was number 28 on the run. That'll be Darius Thomas. So now with a second down and 10, no gain on that last play. Here is Savoy Nichols in the shotgun with three wide receivers. He's looking over the middle, has a man, and getting in there for the catch. He took a big shot for it, but again, number 15 making the catch is Justin Neal.
He just went up and made an excellent catch. Good coverage there by the Cubs.
He's been great at just elevating for catches here early in this ball game, and gets that one all the way out to the Cub 40. So now the Trojans quickly again getting into Cub territory. Two wide receiver set for Savoy Nichols. He's got two to the right, none to the left. And showing pressure is Caleb Espinoza, who comes off of the edge. And it's going to be a handoff. And breaking tackles down that left side are the Trojans. And a late hit out of bounds will not be called. But either way, it's another Trojan first down.
Tell you what, broke a tackle on Joe Rodriguez, broke a tackle on Rylan Lewis. And here we are down on the 26-yard line.
And there is Darius Thomas again. The Trojans are doing things a little bit backwards. They're using the passing play to open up the running game, Tommy.
And doing a very good job of it.
So we talked earlier about getting the running game going to set up the passing game. They're passing it all kinds of times and opening up the running game. Three wide receiver set for Savoy Nichols. They'll hand it off again to Darius Thomas, but this time Caleb Espinoza there to make the tackle, and that will be a loss of one on the play. And there is Caleb Espinoza again in the heart of that defense, running through running lanes and making a tackle for loss.
I tell you what, great job there by Caleb. Reading the running play all the way, coming in to make that stop.
Now second down and 11 for the Trojans. Can the Brenham Cub defense bow up here, play a little bend but don't break defense, and stop this Trojan offense from scoring? Here comes Savoy Nichols. He's going to fake the handoff, looking deep, firing deep, has London Smith back there, and that throw on target into the end zone. London Smith for his second touchdown of the game, putting the Trojans up 20-0 over the Brenham Cubs, sending this Waco University crowd into a roar. And needless to say, Tommy, the way this game has gone so far, it's been the Brenham Cubs being punched in the mouth with the passing game.
No doubt about it. And I tell you what, London Smith had two steps on Quincy Adams, and I'm going to tell you what, Nichols just laid it right in his lap.
What a beautiful throw. What a beautiful catch. And unfortunately, after the extra point, that puts the Trojans up 21-0, shutting out the Brenham Cubs in the second quarter with 7.5 left to go. We'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo, honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning, called to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Plans and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers, Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
And after the Trojans put together another successful drive, they've had the ball three times. They've scored three times against the Brenham Cubs, 21-0, as they are shutting out the Cubs. Here comes the ensuing kickoff, and that one will go to the left side, deep to Liedrich Walker Jr., who will receive it inside the 10-yard line, trying to switch fields, going left, and now he will be tackled only at the 20-yard line. A decent return, considering he had to back up quite a bit to field that kick, and the Brenham Cubs will have their worst field position of the night at their own 21. And the Cubs is a team that needs to respond here, Tommy. They are down 21-0 against a very good offense and a defense that really has all had answers for the Cubs' offense.
They've done it all. They've done it offensively and defensively.
So bunched up to the left side on the far hash mark for the Cubs, they're going to have three wide receivers on the short side of the field with C.J. Glover in the backfield. Zyron Upshaw takes the shotgun snap, hands it off to the left with blockers in front. And he will have a decent game compared to how the night has gone. A gain of 4 yards, a second down and 6 for the Cubs coming up. He gets the ball out to the 25-yard line. No, they're going to call it the 26. So a nice gain of 5 there for C.J. Glover.
Nice run there by C.J.
And Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun, hands off to C.J. Glover again, down the left side, fighting, pushing through a tackle, trying to get more, keeping the legs churning down the left sideline. A big gain here for C.J. Glover, getting a first down all the way past the Brenham Cubs 30-yard line to the 37.
Tell you what, just what the Cubs needed, a big first down, and finally making that stop was Michael Davis.
And more importantly, getting that running game going, a nice 11-yard scamper there, tough fought yards for C.J. Glover. C.J. Glover, he'll get it again down that left side, fighting through tackles, keeping his legs going, fighting off of tacklers, and able to be finally brought down after a nice gain of about 6 yards. Well, they're going to call it 5, second down and 5 coming up for the Brenham Cubs.
Kylan Estelle and Rashad Smith finally bringing down C.J. Glover.
And C.J. Glover said, if you're not gonna try to tackle me full head on, I'm gonna run through your arm tackles. And he has had great yards after the contact, dragging Trojan defenders. And that's gonna set up the Cubs with a nice second down and 5. At their own 42-yard line, trying to put together a solid drive. Down the left side again to C.J. Glover. This time busting through the line of scrimmage is the linebacker for the Trojans, who makes the tackle for no gain.
That's Rydell Derrick coming up and making that stop. Not C.J. Glover.
Not the first time we've called his name there. So after a few nice runs there from C.J. Glover, this one is stopped for no gain. And that'll bring up second down and 10 for the Cubs. Or third down and 5, I apologize. So third and 5, three wide receivers for Zyron. He's looking downfield, gets C.J. Glover in the flat.
Wow.
He takes a big hit from the Trojans' defensive back. That's number 9, Jeremiah Green.
I tell you what, Jeremiah Green read that play all the way. Came up and made a big open field stop on a big guy, C.J. Glover.
And again, the Brenham Cubs are going to be forced to punt near midfield at their own 42. And the Cubs have to get something going if they want to get back into this ball game. But first, they're going to need their defense to come up with the first stop of the game. Here's Zelenka punting. Nice booming kick, good hand time on it, a beautiful spiral. That one will bounce down at about the 13 and field it inside the 10. And a beautiful tackle made there on special teams, as that will be tackled well inside the 10. And look at that, the big man, Owen Robinson, getting all the way down the field. Long snapper, first to the ball to make the tackle inside the 10-yard line.
I tell you what, great job there by Owen Robinson.
How about that? You get the snap off, first man down the field as a big man, and making a solid tackle. Maybe something that could switch the momentum a little bit here for the Brenham Cubs, as with 4 minutes left to play in the first half, they are down big 21-0 over the Trojans. But the Trojans will have to start off this drive deep in their own territory with the ball at their own 8-yard line. They'll come out in the shotgun in a 3 wide receiver set. Let's see if the Brenham Cubs can hold their men. Here is Savoy Nichols rolling out right. A screen pass tipped up in the air, almost intercepted. Mason Sieber got a mitt on it, but it was eventually caught by a Trojan as they avoid disaster. But we got ourselves a flag on the field. Let's see which way is this is going as the officials confer with each other. And they're going to pick it up. No flag on the play. That will stand as an incompletion.
And no. What it was tipped by Mason Sieber, and it fell into the arms, and they thought it was an ineligible receiver downfield. But once it was tipped, that means it's a live ball.
Anybody's ball. That's correct. So second down and 10 for the Trojans on their own 8. The Cubs almost came up with a huge turnover there.
Can you believe the refs got it right?
Hey, that's something they usually do. Here comes the downfield throw, and just a hair too far for London Smith, who had about 2 steps on his defender. But thankfully, Savoy Nichols misses the throw, and the Brown Cubs avoid disaster.
No doubt about it. Oh, my goodness. I was holding my breath.
Savoy Nichols had a step and had the ball, but, I mean, London Smith had a step, and if he only had a better throw from Savoy Nichols, that would have probably gone 92 yards to the house. But instead, it's third down and 10, and the Brenham Cubs with a prime opportunity to get their first stop of the game.
Can we say that it was a nice play by the Cubs?
It was good pressure on the quarterback. Bad throw, but yeah. Definitely a missed opportunity for the Trojans. But every once in a while, you're going to have that in the football game. It's just about how do you capitalize on it.
We're just going to have to find a way. Again, basically, it was one-on-one on Smith again.
Yep, and the Brenham Cubs are going to take a timeout, and as they do, so will we. We'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main. Offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.
Glassmart Incorporated, serving the Brenham area for over 30 years as your one-stop shop for all things glass.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great-tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
And here as we come back, a big third down for the Brenham Cubs. They get to Savoy Nichols, creating plenty of pressure, making him roll out to his right in the end zone, and he's going to throw this one away in the middle of the field. A dangerous throw there by Savoy Nichols, but comes up incomplete, and the Brenham Cubs get their first stop of the game as the Trojans will roll out their punting unit. Well, Tommy, they did it. They've stopped the Trojans' offense, and in a good position here, as now the Trojans will have to punt from their own end zone, and back to receive is the ever-dynamic Chris Guidry.
I tell you what, that was very, very unusual. 2 incomplete passes in a row.
After having won all game, yeah. That is true. And this was going to be a high ball with absolutely no distance on it. That one will bounce inside the 20 and take a Brenham Cub bounce inside of the Waco University 15 and will be placed at the 13-yard line. The Brenham Cubs look to be creating offense through defense. They play great on defense, take advantage of an opportunity, a shanked punt by the Trojans, and the Brenham Cubs will get by far their best starting field position inside of the Trojan 15-yard line.
And by far, the best defensive stand for the Cubs this evening.
That is true. Hey, if you cannot stick with a star wide receiver like London Smith, you got to get to that quarterback. And that's what Coach Youngs did there, dialing up the pressure and making an uncomfortable throws for Savoy Nichols.
There you go. Perfectly said.
And the Brenham Cubs are going to come out in the Wildcat. Caleb Espinosa comes to the game along with an extra offensive tackle and extra tight end. They're going to push through. C.J. Glover gets the snap, and if it's not for a shoestring tackle, he was on his way into the first and goal situation, but instead it'll be a gain of 5 for the Brenham Cubs. Second down and, they're going to call it 4, so second down and 6 coming up. Another Wildcat back to C.J. Glover, going down that right side behind his blockers, and he gets it down to the 6-yard line.
I'll tell you what, again, read perfectly there by Joaquin Martinez, number 0.
So that's going to be a gain of 3 on the play, bringing up a 3rd and short. Again, Wildcat, they're going to try to punch it through. C.J. Glover dragging the defender closer and closer to that 5-yard line, but he'll get no further than the 5. That'll be a gain of 1 on the play. 4th down and 2, and the Brenham Cubs cannot give up this opportunity. They're going to go ahead and keep the offense out there and try to get this first down.
I tell you what, coming up to make that stop there was Laquan Hughes.
So, Tommy, here's the situation. They finally got their first stop, and they're at 4th and 2 at the opposing team's 5-yard line after a shanked punt. They need to get a first down. Even better, punch it into the end zone.
As major play of the game.
This is going to be what may turn the tide here for the Brenham Cubs. But first, we'll get the 2-minute warning as we hit 2 minutes left to play in the first half. The Brenham Cubs threatening as they have 4th and 2 at the Trojan 5-yard line. We'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
And back to Waco ISD Stadium for what is probably the biggest play of the game so far for the Brenham Cubs. A shanked punt gave them great field position. They now have it 4th and 2 at the Trojan 5-yard line. They need 2 yards to keep the drive alive and 5 yards to punch it into the end zone. Siren Upshaw in the shotgun will take a quarterback keeper, and he will be down inside of the 5, and they're going to mark him 1 yard short of the first down. It's going to be Waco University ball inside of their own 5, but more importantly, they stop the Brenham Cub offense.
Tell you what, read that play perfectly and make the stop. And it was going to depend on the spot.
But wait, Tommy, look at this. They're going to bring out the chain gang.
Oh, my goodness.
Or at least I think so. They have the ball spotted, and they have 3 officials, now 4 officials, huddled up around the ball. Hopefully one of them gives it a little nudge forward, because it looks like he may be short here.
They better start kicking it forward.
They needed 2 yards. They were at the 5. Looks like the ball is at the 3.5-yard line. Here comes the measurement, and that will be short. It will be Trojan football at the 3-yard line.
Could you see it? I couldn't see. I was blocked by the official.
Short by about half a yard.
That's what I thought.
Zyron Upshaw tried to power through a tackler there, but unable to do enough to get the first down, and that will give the ball back to the Trojans. A tremendous opportunity missed by the Cub offense there.
I'll tell you what, and here we go. What the Cubs need to do is they cannot let the Trojans move the football down the field.
So last time the Trojans were inside their 10, they're now inside the 5, and it resulted in 3 incompletions in a row, and this time they will run it down that left side. And who else would make the play there but Doyle Brown, who sheds his blocker beautifully and gets the tackle on number 7, Robert Stevens. And Doyle Brown doing what he can on that edge, setting the edge beautifully, stacking up his blocker, and making the tackle out of bounds.
Tell you what, great read there by Doyle Brown. Stayed with the play all the way, and I think it's at least a yard loss, correct?
No, it's going to be a no gain on the play at the line of scrimmage. It is a little bit in our blind spot here.
I think it's a bad spot by the official, but...
Either way, it's going to be 2nd down and 10 at the 4 for the Trojans after that unsuccessful running play. Savoy Nichols rolling to his right, trying to find a receiver, throws it short, and that is incomplete. As it looks like Caleb Espinoza frustrated that they did not get a turnover on that one.
Caleb is frustrated, but I'm going to tell you what, just a great play there by Christian Prosper.
So Christian Prosper gets the pass breakup, and that will bring up 3rd and 10 for the Trojans. An offense that has been hot all game long has now had 5 incompletions in a row after Savoy Nichols started this game off with only 1 incompletion through their first 3 drives.
I tell you what, his pistol was loaded with bullets, and now he's shooting blanks, and I like it.
Only had a 6-shooter, I guess.
That's it.
Here comes Savoy Nichols running to his right off the... after the shotgun snap and throwing it across his body to his star wide receiver, who makes a great adjustment to get the first down for the Trojans at the 18-yard line. It'll be a gain of 14 on the play. And Tommy, I hate to say it, but I love what London Smith did there. You saw his quarterback rolling out to the right, and instead of continuing his route to the sideline, found the open space, sat it down, and gave his quarterback a big target to throw.
No doubt about it, Kate. Just a great move there by Smith, and an excellent job there by Nichols throwing the ball back across the field.
So the ball will be placed at the 19-yard line, 15-yard pickup by London Smith for the first down for the Trojans. A minute and a half left to play here in the half. And this one thrown over the middle and in and out of the hands of Caleb Espinoza as Doyle Brown got the pressure on Savoy Nichols, forcing a bad throw, and Caleb Espinoza not able to come up with it. But, ladies and gentlemen, just a disclaimer, he does have a club on that right hand, a little harder to make catches.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's the whole story right there. He's got that club on that right hand. Give the young man credit. He's been playing with that for the third week in a row.
So with under a minute to go, 58 seconds, second down and 10 for the Trojans. They have the ball inside of their 19-yard line and have been moving the ball well up until the last couple of drives. The Brenham Cup defense looks like they're starting to figure out this offense just a bit. And the Trojans will come out with two wide receivers to the right. In the shotgun is Savoy Nichols. He'll hand off up the middle. Mason Sieber and Caleb Espinoza there immediately. It'll be a loss of at least 2 on the play. And we'll keep the clock running, but will the Cubs take a timeout?
I tell you what, great read there by Mason Sieber, and coming in there to help finish it off, as you said, Caleb Espinoza.
And the Brenham Cubs, with a smart decision here, they take a timeout with... they fix the clock. It's 1:14 left. 3rd and 12 for the Trojans coming up. We'll be back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Trees Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
So with 1:14 left to play here at Wake Lee ISD Stadium in the first half, it's 3rd and 12 for the Trojans inside of their own 20 at the 16-yard line. The Brenham Cubs looking to come up with a big stop here to give their offense an opportunity to get on the board before the end of the half. Savoy Nichols will keep it on a quarterback draw and gets right about to the original line of scrimmage. They're going to say a gain of 1 play, so it will bring up 4th down and 11, and the Trojans will be forced to punt as the Cubs do not have any timeouts left. The clock is at 59 seconds.
Nice play there by Jace Miller and Owen Robinson to bring down Nichols.
But looks like we have Coach Youngs on the field upset about a penalty call, and not sure what this is that they have not announced, but Coach Youngs is giving them an earful about it. And it's going to be an illegal motion on the offense, which will be declined, but more importantly, Tommy, that's going to stop the clock.
That's right.
So 1:08 left is what the clock will be fixed to, 10 seconds put back on. And the Brenham Cubs have exactly that much time to try to make something happen on offense. Now, we saw last time that this Trojan punter did shank one, but at this point, it looks like the Trojans may be leaving their offense out there. Looks like they trust their offense more than they trust their punter.
I tell you what, if that is the case, we have seen it all.
That is true. Inside of your own 20, and you're going to go for it up 21 to nothing. I mean, that is a decision to make, but looks like they aren't quite confident about their decision. They're going to take a timeout and talk it over. And with that, we'll take a timeout and send it back to the studio for 30 seconds from our sports friends.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barndominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates. Your local Germania Insurance Agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Yum Sweets and Eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Schulte Farm Services. Not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
All righty, and the Brenham Cubs, 4th and 12. Waco University thought about their decision to go for it, and they're going to go ahead and just punt it. And, Tommy, you and I were questioning it for a second. 4th and 12, and you're going to go for it on your own side of the field with up 21 points. They're going to punt it. It's going to be almost blocked. And instead, it'll come out to Chris Guidry. He'll make one man miss receiving it inside of the 50, cutting across the field before he's tackled by a gang of Waco University Trojans inside of his own 50-yard line. Looks to be about the 47 or the 48-yard line, but we do have a flag on the field.
I tell you what, Jeremiah Green cornered him and made Chris make a couple of moves, and all of a sudden, three more Trojans in on the tackle.
And the penalty is going to be a personal foul. Blindside block will be 15 yards against the Brenham Cubs, putting the ball deep in their own territory. This should come out to just shy of their own 30, over their own 30-yard line. And that's where the Brenham Cubs will have to start this offensive possession with only 55 seconds left on the clock, trying to put up any points on the board. They have not scored yet, down 21 to nothing over the Waco University Trojans.
To me, that was a frustration block.
Very well understandable the way this game has gone. But nonetheless, a penalty, and the Brenham Cubs will come out in an empty backfield with five wide receivers, three to the right and two to the left. Here comes Zyron Upshaw. He'll take the shotgun snap, looking for some room in the pocket. He'll throw it outside quickly to Chris Guidry, who will get out of bounds after a gain of five and stopping the clock with 51 seconds.
Did you see who ran him out of bounds?
I did not.
Number one, London Smith.
Oh, I guess we got a two-way star here for the Trojans. The first time we've called his name on defense. I think they've just put him out there to try to keep up with Chris Guidry. Looks like they got the scouting report on what Chris Guidry can do.
And he's right there on him.
So here comes Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun, looking downfield, throwing downfield to, looks like Cartel. Oh, it's C.J. Glover, who comes down with a huge catch at the 30 of the Trojans with 44 seconds. The clock stops as they spot the ball. The Brenham Cubs will have to come out in a hurry-up offense. Shotgun snap here for Zyron Upshaw, and he's going to spike the ball to stop the clock at 39 seconds.
I tell you what, great job there by C.J. Glover trying to come back and get that ball, and big gain there.
Yeah, C.J. Glover, talk about a do-it-all running back. He's got a couple touchdown passes on the year, plenty of touchdown runs, and a few touchdown catches, and he makes a beautiful catch there of about 26 yards there.
I tell you what, that's a young man that's going to be around for a couple of years also.
Only a sophomore, you are correct. So here comes Zyron Upshaw again, empty backfield, five wide receiver set, looking to his right, looking, running, trying to find something, and he's forced to throw it out of bounds with 33 seconds on the clock, third and 10 for the Brenham Cubs.
Tell you what, London Smith in front of Chris Guidry and Colin Estelle on the backside.
Yeah, that was a smart decision to throw it out of bounds as Chris Guidry was double covered by a player at corner there for the Waco University Trojans, who clearly has some good ball skills, mainly a wide receiver. London Smith being put out there to cover Chris Guidry. Here comes Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun, looking downfield, firing way downfield, and C.J. Glover knocked down inside of the five, but that will be an interception in the end zone for the Trojans as C.J. Glover went to the ground as the pass arrived. And C.J. Glover with his hands out wide, not understanding why that was not a pass interference call as he was knocked to the ground with three defenders around him.
Jeremiah Green coming up with that interception for the Trojans.
And the Brenham Cubs with 17 seconds left turn it over, the first turnover of the game, not being a turnover on downs. And that is an interception by Jeremiah Green of the Waco University Trojans, who looks like they will head into the half up 21-0 over the Brenham Cubs. Now the question is here, Tommy, are they going to try to add to this lead with some explosive plays, or are they just going to run the clock out to get to the half? Shotgun snap for Savoy Nichols. And he'll take it and hand it off up the middle and tackled very quickly there by a host of Brenham Cubs. Jace Miller trying to rip at the football. It does not come out, and that will take us into the half with the Brenham Cubs down 21-0 to the Waco University Trojans. That'll take us to the KWHI Sports Halftime Show. We'll be right back with the Brenham Band after a word from our sports friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's By and By, for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
All right. right, and to start off the KWHI Sports Halftime Show, we're going to take a look at the Brenham Cub Marching Band.
The hearts of Brenham, Texas, the 57th line of the award-winning Brenham Bells under the direction of Mrs. Sarah Fuller.
I'm trying to record the band.
Oh,
all the public partners sponsor for this recognition for program. Papaya and Broadway. Texas Farm Bureau and Shack. He is servicing the LSD in Washington, Florida.
Thank you.
No, no, no. With the quick band that does what is kind of like the big thing for the Tennessee. We will have band orchestra and fire running back to Tennessee to the country. All the band orchestra shall be called. With that band, we'd like to thank you for your support and attention.
And that was your Brenham Cub marching band here at halftime. We'll continue the KWHI Sports Halftime Show after a quick word from our sports friends.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Vasquez Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Corthen Linky Welding. Visit CorthenLinkyWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
Hall Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture, call 979-337-4285.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit EasyWellShed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with three Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up, Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
For your water well protection or container needs, visit Texas Flat Pack Containers, 2155 FM50.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness. Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC, in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
For every young resale shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
And back for the KWHI Sports Halftime Show, where we'll take a look at how the game is going so far for the Brenham Cubs. And Tommy, not an ideal start. Down 21-0 to the Waco University Trojans in a game where the Trojans win, they get to win the district championship. So, I mean, not going their way, and the scouting report was completely correct about this team. It's the passing game. They have done so early and often and very effectively, passing the ball through the air, big plays. Seems like every time the Brenham Cubs in those first three drives got ahead of the sticks, tackle for loss, penalty, it was just another 15, 20, 30-yard completion for this Trojan team. They have three touchdowns, two of them through the air to their star wide receiver, London Smith. And the Brenham Cubs, defensively, towards the end of that first half, did start to figure it out, got a couple decent stops and were able to stop them from getting first downs and scoring, but the offense has not been able to respond. So you're curious as to what's going to be the adjustments here going into the second half.
It's going to be very interesting to see what Coach Youngs comes back within the second half, but the Cubs are definitely going to have to have some type of quality drive to start off the second half if they're going to remain in this football game.
That is correct. And offensively, by far their lowest total yards in a half, 97 only, as far as the game has gone so far. Zyron Upshaw, 3-for-7, 61 yards, no touchdowns, and an interception there to end the half. And on the running side of things, only 11 carries for C.J. Glover. Plenty of carries, but only 35 yards off of those carries. So averaging well under 3.5 yards per carry. And Zyron Upshaw, 6 carries for negative 2 yards. So that really goes to show you the way a Brenham Cup team that likes to run the ball and emphasizes every week the need to run the ball, not able to do so here so far.
They're definitely going to have to figure out a way to get that running game in order to remain in this football game, so it will open up those passing lanes for those pass receivers.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Now, passing, they have a little bit of success with 2 catches for Chris Guidry for 27 yards, and C.J. Glover, not able to get going on the ground, but does so through the air with 1 catch for 34 yards. We saw on that big play there before the interception to end the half. So the Cubs starting to look like they can move the ball in those last couple drives, but they need to capitalize because down 21-0, this first drive, how they can stop this Trojan offense will be very key. Now, first, they're going to be on offense, so can they put up some points on offense, and then can they stop the Trojans to try to get a twofer?
No doubt about it. Again, over and over again, how key this second half when they receive the football, they have got to get some type of offense, get it going in a positive direction.
I couldn't agree more, but one positive for the Brenham Cubs, very limited penalties compared to last week.
That is a brighter spot this week.
Trying to look at the silver lining here, as there's not much to look at so far here in the first half for the Brenham Cubs. Hopefully, you know, love to be a fly on the wall in that locker room, because I'm sure Coach Young's had plenty of adjustments and things to say, to put it nicely, about how that first half went.
You don't want to be in there. You'd like to be the fly on the wall, don't hear or see a whole lot.
Exactly.
But you know what? And the thing of it is, I know that Coach had a lot to say in the locker room, and I hope these young men listened intently.
Okay, and with that, we're going to go ahead and take a look at the Whataburger What a Play of the first half, and a tough one because we don't have that many choices, Tommy, for this first half.
Right now, we're probably looking at C.J. Glover on the reception.
I would have to say it'd probably be C.J. Glover on that 34-yard reception, coming out of the backfield, lining up wide as a wide receiver, coming down with a huge 34-yard catch. That's going to be our first half. Whataburger, what a play of the game. Of course, brought to you by Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and the honey butter chicken biscuit. Family owned and operated since 1950, with online ordering available, visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 36 South, open 24/7. And Tommy, we haven't had a touchdown yet, but let's take a preview as to who's going to be the Nathan's Barbecue first touchdown winner.
Maybe this will change our luck just a little bit. I'm going to use the word luck. Someone I know very, very well, Linda Wilkie.
Well, congratulations, Linda Wilkie. Won't congratulate you just yet, because they do still need to score that first touchdown of the game. But that first touchdown is brought to you by Nathan's Barbecue, who is proud to sponsor the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, homestyle fried chicken, and backed by popular demand, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You make the call. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee, proud supporters of area sports. For your chance to win during the first touchdown, just stop by Nathan's Barbecue and make sure to register. And now, Tommy, it's time to take a look at our HEB Scholar of the Week. And our Scholar of the Week this week is going to be Madeline Bean. Her favorite class is history, and her favorite teacher is Mrs. Ruiz.
I think we've heard Mrs. Ruiz once.
That is a repeat here on the HEB Scholar of the Week. Clearly a very beloved teacher. And Madeline Bean's favorite sport or extracurricular activity is color guard. So she was...
There we go. Hey, bright future there for that young lady.
That is correct. And for her university plans, how about this? She wants to go to UT Arlington to study political science.
Whoa.
Future politician.
I tell you what, stay on the right track, young lady.
And her advice to other students about preparing for the future is to stay on top of your work and don't procrastinate. And everybody out there listening, that is not just advice to the students. Y'all, I know there's plenty of people that can hear that. Don't procrastinate. Get to it.
I tell you what, it took me getting into college to realize not to procrastinate.
So that was today's HEB Scholar of the Week. That's a Madeline Bean. Congratulations to Madeline. This award is based on academic excellence, and she will receive a certificate from HEB. We'll be right back for the second half kickoff after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at teglertoyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County.
Thrive and Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
This Halloween season, HEB in Brenham is the place to shop for frightful fun and festive treats. Their Halloween department is fully stocked with costumes for all ages, spooky decor, party supplies, and of course, plenty of candy to keep the trick-or-treaters happy. From pumpkins to potion-inspired snacks, HEB has everything you need to make your celebration unforgettable. Visit HEB in Brenham today and discover the Halloween department that's filled with thrills, chills, and savings. Because no store does Halloween like HEB.
As we come back for the second half, it's the Brenham Cubs receiving an onside kick attempt from the Trojans is quickly recovered by Ethan Oschenbeck. And not only recovered, he takes it up a couple yards down to the 49-yard line. And from there, the Brenham Cubs taking a shotgun snap to Zyron Upshaw. He looks out to his right and finds Chris Guidry for a short gain of about 5 yards on the pass. Now here on second down and five, they're going to hand off to C.J. Glover off the right side, and he'll fight forward for a couple of yards, making it third down and manageable for the Brenham Cubs. Looks to be third down and either 4 or 5, the official standing right in between the two hash marks.
Tell you what, coming up to make that stop on C.J., Laquan Hughes.
And, of course, the second half kickoff was brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. Drive into unbeatable savings during Hyundai's getaway sales event. Make sure to swing by and check out all the great cars in their lineup and get yourself into a Hyundai today. So here comes the Brenham Cubs offense on third and five. They'll hand off C.J. Glover looking for space down that left side. And he, needing three, will get two. And it'll be fourth and one for the Brenham Cubs. And they will absolutely go for this, needing to create something on offense here to get back into the ballgame down 21-0.
So important here. And here we are in the Wildcat.
That's what they've done in these short yardage situations. Wildcat to C.J. Glover, low snap. He picks it up and trying to get to the first down, but he will be stopped at the line of scrimmage and driven all the way back to the original line of scrimmage. But his forward momentum got him no gain on the play, and it'll be a turnover on downs for the Brenham Cubs.
I tell you what, Ronald Derrick shooting straight up that middle to make a big stop there for the Trojans. And again, another failed attempt here by the Cubs.
As the Cubs try to get back into the ball game, they will not do so on that drive as they turn it over on downs and give the ball back to the Trojans here on their own 43-yard line. So the Trojans from their own 43 with a three wide receiver set get ready in the shotgun for Savoy Nichols. He'll take the snap, fake the handoff, looking downfield, pressure coming, and he will completely over the middle to his receiver for a nice gain of 11 yards for a first down and the tackle made by Christian Prosper. On the catch was number 15, Justin Neal, on a nice crossing route to get his team another first down into Brenham Cub territory at the 46.
And keeping the clock moving.
That is correct. Down to 10 minutes left in the third quarter, and the Brenham Cubs are needing every second of those if they want to try to get back into this ballgame. Here come the Cubs, and with a four-man front, showing pressure off the right side from Christian Prosper, he will go. Showing pressure and a nice wide running back screen set up on the outside, down the sideline. Looks like he may have stepped out of bounds, but the official did not catch it and will give him the extra yards, a gain of 8 on the wide receiver screen on the hot route, right over the pressure coming from the right-hand side of the defense. Savoy Nichols, very, very aware junior, sees the pressure coming from his left side, floats it over the top for the wide receiver screen, for the running back screen, giving his running back plenty of room to make a play, and he gets 8 yards on the catch.
Rylan Lewis and Quincy Adams in on the stop for the Cubs.
So now second down and 2 for the Trojans. The Cubs are going to come back in that tight front with both linebackers, Espinoza and Rosnowski, showing pressure off the edge. They're both coming. Quick pressure into the face of the quarterback, but another completion for the Trojans will give them yet another first down. That'll be Justin Neal yet again on another crosser.
I'll tell you what, and again, Nichols hitting him right on the numbers for that first down.
And Nichols starting off this second half the same way he started off that first half, with no incompletion so far after about 5 pass attempts, and he continues to stay hot. The Brenham Cubs seem to have maybe figured it out a little bit at the end of the first half, but adjustments made by the Trojans, and they are back to throwing the ball often successfully. Oh, first down and 10 for Nichols. He has pressure in his face again. Gets it out to London Smith. London Smith trying to fight for some extra yards, and he'll have a gain of 8 on another crossing route for the Trojans, and a second down and 2 again on this drive.
Hanging on to him and finally bringing him down was Christian Prosper.
So from inside their own territory, the Trojans have moved all the way out to the Brenham Cub 35-yard line. Savoy Nichols in the shotgun on second down and two with two wide receivers out wide, one to either side. And they're going to get a defender to jump and all the way into the end zone, finding his star receiver. That's going to be London Smith into the end zone for his third touchdown of the game. And the Brenham Cubs will be down 27-0, maybe 28, depending on how this extra point goes. But the Brenham Cubs continue to be beat downfield by London Smith, the Baylor commit, who has made this defense pay. And the disastrous start for the Brenham Cubs continues into the second half as the extra point is good. Brenham Cubs down now 28-0 with 7:39 to go in the third quarter. And as we get ready for the ensuing kickoff, we'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating. Your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Well, as the Brenham Cubs come out to receive the kickoff here at 7:39 left to go in the third quarter, down 28-0, the Waco University Trojans shutting out the Brenham Cubs in a big way here. The 5-3 Trojans shutting out the 8-0 Brenham Cubs. Tommy, it's been far from an ideal start for the Cubs.
And the Cubs have been able to get nothing on offense.
Here's the kickoff. Cartel Brown fields it inside the 10-yard line, and he'll take it to the left side. Trying to find some room, has C.J. Glover in front of him as a blocker, and this one will be a decent return as it comes out all the way to the 30-yard line. Now, the Brenham Cubs have had plenty of good field position today, just have not been able to capitalize. Let's see how they can turn things around on this next drive. 7.5 left to play in the third down, 28-0. They're going to have to change something to get the offense going as they still with a goose egg on the board. And Tommy, I'd like to see them target Chris Guidry just a bit more here.
I tell you what, we need to give the ball to Chris Guidry, and they need to move the ball around on the field.
Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun with three wide receivers. He's going to look to the left to C.J. Glover, dumps it off, and C.J. Glover trying to make something happen on the sideline will get himself a gain of 5 yards on the play to set up a second down and five for the Brenham Cubs.
Dragging him out of bounds with one hand was Joaquin Martinez, that linebacker.
A name that we continue to say here today, they're wearing that number zero, flying all the way across the field from his middle linebacker to position to make the tackle on the sideline. He's been all over a lot of plays here tonight for the Trojans. Here come the Brenham Cubs. Again, three wide receivers for Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun. C.J. Glover to his right, and they will hand it off to C.J. Glover, trying to find space down the right side. Finds a hole, but is immediately tackled after a gain of one by another Trojan, and that will bring up third down and four.
I tell you what, and who else makes the tackle but Joaquin Martinez?
Back-to-back big plays, big tackles on the running back, C.J. Glover. So the Brenham Cubs continuing to move the ball methodically. You'd love to see some more explosive plays, but it's been a lot of dink and dunk so far. Here's the shotgun snap to Zyron, moving left in the pocket, looking downfield, trying to find some room, trying to make defenders miss, makes three miss, and then barrels over a defender for a Brenham Cub first down. Needed four, he got six the hard way, Tommy.
I tell you what, give Zyron credit there. Big pass rush there, unable, good coverage by those defensive backs for the Trojans. And finally dodging a couple and dragging one guy for that first count.
Yeah, he did a great job of bouncing around in that pocket, dancing around, trying to find the room, found it, and then made a defender, punished a defender with a nice hard end to that run. Here come the Cubs. Cartel Brown in motion behind the quarterback. C.J. Glover gets the handoff up the middle and gets himself a gain of 3 on 1st and 10 from their own 47. The ball will now be placed at the 45.
I tell you what, nice run straight up the middle there by C.J. Glover. Ronald Derrick finally in on the stop there for the Trojans.
So the ball now at the 45-yard line for the Cubs. 2nd down and 7 as they continue to slowly move the ball up the field. Here comes Zyron in the shotgun, looking downfield to Chris Guidry. Puts it up.
Oh, what a catch!
Chris Guidry with an amazing catch, trying to find his way to the end zone. He is there! Touchdown, Brenham Cubs! Chris Guidry elevates over the defender, fights him off, and outruns him all the way into the end zone for the first touchdown for the Brenham Cubs. They now cut the lead down to 22 points, waiting for the extra point. Chris Guidry, that's why you're the all-time leader. What a grab, what a run, and willing his team back into the ballgame. Down 28-6, here comes the extra point from Blue Cienega.
That is 56 yards, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And looks like the extra point is wide left by Cienega, and that will make it 28-6. Brenham Cubs after they get their first touchdown. And Tommy, you were right about changing the luck with calling for the Nathan's Barbecue first touchdown.
There we go.
Congratulations to Linda Wilkie with that touchdown. You got yourself a free rack of ribs from Nathan's Barbecue. Nathan's Barbecue is proud to sponsor the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, homestyle fried chicken, and backed by popular demand, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You make the call. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee, proud supporters of area sports. For your chance to win during the first touchdown, just stop by Nathan's Barbecue and make sure to register. Well, Tommy, they get on the board with another acrobatic play by Chris Guidry, just going up, elevating, making the catch, and making the catch on London Smith, the star receiver for the Trojans, and after that, breaking the tackle and running all the way into the end zone, giving the Brenham Cubs a little bit of life here as they cut it down to 22 points. Here comes the kick off afterwards, and that one will slowly roll into the end zone, and it will be a touchback for the Cubs as they kick it into the back of the end zone. Unfortunately, a missed extra point there from Blue Cienega keeps it at 22 instead of 21, but they're going to have to fight back here. They want to get back into this game, and it's going to start on defense now. As Chris Guidry comes down.
Going back to that Chris Guidry touchdown, maybe the Baylor Bears ought to be looking at that young man also.
Of course, Tommy referencing the fact that London Smith is a commit to the Baylor Bears. So may have a couple scouts out in the stands here. Wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, I tell you what, just an outstanding play. You know, nothing surprises me with Chris Guidry anymore.
Well, back to the field. We're 5.5 minutes to play. Savoy Nichols with a fake handoff looking downfield to his favorite target, London Smith, and he will overthrow him with two Brenham Cubs in the area to providing excellent coverage, forcing Savoy Nichols to have to make a perfect throw. He does not, and that will be an incompletion, bringing up 2nd down and 10 on the Trojans' 25-yard line.
What we had talked about, finally double coverage on London Smith.
We did just mention that we haven't seen much of double coverage on him. It's been more about getting pressure, and the Trojans have been making the Cubs pay by running crossing routes behind that pressure, but let's see what the Cubs bring out now as Caleb Espinosa following a receiver out wide. Savoy Nichols will beam it on a quarterback keeper and get himself a big gain on the play. It looks like it'll be a gain of 15 yards getting the Trojans another first down. And Tommy, like you mentioned, keeping the clock running against the Brenham Cubs, who need all the time that they can get if they want to fight back into this ballgame.
Finally brought down there by Ryland Lewis for the Cubs.
So on that one, they send a receiver out wide with Caleb Espinosa to get Caleb Espinosa out of the box and then take advantage and run it right to where Caleb Espinosa should have been, or would have been. Of course, he was where he should be, covering his man. So 4:40 and counting on the clock. Here's the shotgun snap to Savoy Nichols. He's going to fake the handoff, looking deep for London Smith. Christian Prosper there.
Oh, my gosh.
London Smith makes the catch and outruns Ethan Oschenbeck into the end zone for his fourth touchdown of the game. And that's going to be another touchdown for London Smith as he will extend the lead and erase the touchdown that the Brenham Cubs just got. 34-6 in favor of the Trojans as London Smith continues to be a star on this in this football game. So London Smith is absolutely everything that the scouting report said, Tommy. A dynamic receiver that can do it in all kinds of ways. I'd love to know how many catches he has so far. It has to be over 10 already, with four of those going for touchdowns. And after the extra point is good, 35-6 for the Trojans over the Brenham Cubs. The Cubs do come out and get a touchdown, but a quick response there by the Trojans. After a big 15-yard run from quarterback Savoy Nichols, they go deep to their star wide receiver, London Smith, and he comes down with the grab, his fourth touchdown grab today. And Tommy, on that one, seemed like he was even triple covered and makes an excellent catch, breaks a tackle, and outruns a defender into the end zone. It's just, you know, sometimes it's good defense, but a better play by the offense seems to be the case on that one.
Okay, I did some quick math here. Just on touchdown receptions, 107 yards. 117.
And he's had plenty of crossers for first down. He had a back shoulder catch for a 15-yard first down. He is something. A star in the making.
Give credit where credit is due.
Yeah, he is a heck of a wide receiver.
He is a very good wide receiver.
So here's the deep kickoff, and that one will be taken by Cartel Brown at his own 10-yard line, trying to bring out past the 30.
Oh.
He's hit at the 30, bounces off of a tackle, and he'll be down at the 32-yard line, but we have ourselves a flag on the field. And let's see where this one will be going. Will it be against the Cubs or against the Trojans?
Rashad Smith on that stop there for the Trojans.
Definitely looks to be in the vicinity of holding on the kickoff. And we'll get the call from the official now. He looks to have his hands pretty close together, and that's exactly what it will be. Holding on the offense, so after bringing it out to the 32, they'll lose 10 yards, and that'll put the ball at the 22-yard line. Oh, they're going to say because the block happened at the 30, it's going to come down to the 20. So the Cubs will have to start from their 20 and looking to put another touchdown on the board. Trying to respond to get another touchdown from the Trojans, down 35-6 till a big 29-point deficit for the Cubs.
Cubs are going to have to score quick.
Siren Upshaw looking to step up in the pocket, finds some room, escapes from a defender, going down the sideline and getting himself a nice gain on first down. Looks to be a gain of 7, second down and 3 coming up for the Cubs, and he gets out of bounds to stop the clock.
I'll run out of bounds by Rashad Smith for the Trojans.
It's at the point where if the Brenham Cubs want to get back in this game, they need to score quick and they need to save as much time as possible. Good thing is on the other side for the Trojans, even if they have the ball and even if they're up big, we've seen that they will throw the ball. So as long as you can force incompletions, you won't have to use too many timeouts. So 4:09 to go in the third quarter, second down and 3 for the Cubs from their own 27-yard line. Here comes Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun, looking downfield, looking to push the ball. Fires to an open receiver. That's Nate Rao, who comes up with a nice catch on the sideline for a huge gain for the Brenham Cubs into Trojan territory at the 44-yard line. And Nate Rao getting in on the action, the young sophomore receiver for the Brenham Cubs.
I tell you what, just nice route. Run an out pattern down that right left sideline.
So a four wide receiver set. Here comes Zyron Upshaw throwing to a wide open Chris Guidry, trying to make a play, barrels into the would-be tackler for a gain of 12 yards, making 11 for the star wide receiver Chris Guidry. Gets his team another first down, stops the clock for a second. The ball is now spotted, 3:35 and counting here in the third quarter. The Cubs down big 29 points, looking to create some offense. Here comes Zyron Upshaw with a three wide receiver set. Sends C.J. Glover out wide, looking downfield, firing downfield, and an almost a diving interception by the Waco University Trojans. What an effort there by their linebacker as he gets a hand on it, almost came up with what would have been a highlight interception. But the Brenham Cubs avoid disaster and continue this drive, second down and 10 after the incompletion.
I think that was Colin Estelle making that play there for the Trojans.
Yeah, diving in front of Cartel Brown there, the intended target. Looked like he had a first down all the way, but with the dive, able to create the pass break. So here comes Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun, looking to his left, firing to his left, has Nate Rao, and ends up going to Cartel Brown, and it seemed to be either a hair too far for Cartel Brown or right off the fingertips. Either way, it's going to be an incompletion, bringing up third down and 10. But Cartel Brown had a couple steps on his defender and what would have been a highlight touchdown.
I tell you what, I don't know if you noticed, but Nate Rao also had two steps on his defender.
They almost ran into each other in the end zone.
Yes.
They were both open. So back here for the Cubs, empty backfield for Zyron Upshaw, five wide receivers out wide. Zyron Upshaw steps back, looking down the middle, looking to his right side, trying to throw back in the middle, and gets his receiver open. That's Chris Guidry right at the first down marker. Will they mark him a yard short? Yes, they will. That'll bring up fourth down and one for the Brenham Cubs. But he did get out of bounds, and that stops the clock at 3:06 in the third quarter. Let's see if the Brenham Cubs are going to go with that heavy set formation with Caleb Espinoza. They're going to try to get this first down the old-fashioned way. Looks like that's what they will do. No trickery here. They're going to keep Zyron Upshaw out there. Two wide receivers, big old Hagen Frank in, along with an extra tight end in Jackson Wendt. Here is Zyron Upshaw. He'll keep it, and he will get the first down. Gets a bit more inside of the Trojan 20. Bobbing and weaving his way down into there, down to the 17 of the Trojans, and that'll be another Brenham Cub first down as the clock strikes 3 minutes left to play here in the third.
Colin Estelle and London Smith in on that stop on Zyron Upshaw.
So now with the ball at the 17, the Brenham Cubs moving the ball efficiently now, figuring things out on offense, trying to punch it in again to respond to the Trojan touchdown. Here comes Cartel Brown, double reverse. Chris Guidry going to the end zone, trying to look for Nate Rao, goes up and makes a tremendous catch over two defenders. Brenham Cub touchdown. The sophomore receiver, Nate Rao, elevating, bringing it in, and keeping the ball in the end zone with his second big catch on this drive for the Brenham Cubs and keeps them in the ball game. Tommy, this is starting to turn into a shootout.
There we go.
So here comes the two-point conversion. Handoff to Cartel Brown. Extending. Gets it into the end zone.
Woo!
Two-point conversion is a success, and they cut the lead down to 21 points for the Trojans. The Brenham Cubs, a tremendous touchdown by the sophomore receiver, Nate Rao, elevating, bringing in the touchdown, and then Cartel Brown, pure effort, gets hit short of the goal line and extends the ball over for the two-point conversion to keep the Brenham Cubs in the ball game. It is not over yet, folks. 2.5 minutes left to play in the third. Only down three possessions. The Brenham Cubs have life, Tommy.
Oh, no doubt about it. I tell you what, that was just a highlight catch there. Nate Rao going up over two receivers, coming down with that catch for a big touchdown.
How about that creativity from offensive coordinator Coach Lopez? A double reverse. They give it on the end around to Cartel Brown. He tosses it back to Chris Guidry. Chris Guidry puts up a very accurate ball into the back of the end zone, and Nate Rao, with two defenders all over him, makes the touchdown grab over them.
Just excellent reception. And an excellent throw there by Chris Guidry.
So here is the ensuing kickoff, and that one will be running left as London Smith, and he'll be pushed out of bounds inside of the Trojans' own 15-yard line. They're going to place this at the 13. But now that the Cubs are on offense, they're looking to prevent what happened on last time they scored a touchdown, which was allowing a long 61-yard touchdown to that receiver, London Smith, who's been a problem for them all night long. Can they find the answer? As out onto the field comes Justin Silva on the right edge. Brooks Rosnowski, Caleb Espinoza, and Christian Prosper at linebacker. Christian Prosper will head over to his left to cover London Smith. As they send a running back out wide, they will run it with Savoy Nichols. He cuts back up inside and gets himself a nice gain on first down. Looks like it will be a gain of 7, creating a second down and short for the Trojans, second down and 3 at their own 20.
I tell you what, that was clearly a designed quarterback draw there by Nichols going straight up the middle, finally brought down by Joe Rodriguez.
So under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter, the Trojans will happily let the clock run down, second down and 3. Can the Brenham Cubs bow up and stop them from getting a first down? Cubs in a four-man front. Out goes Christian Prosper to cover London Smith. They're going to fake the handoff, throwing out wide to a wide-open receiver who gets the catch and goes out of bounds. That gets a first down for the Trojans, but does stop the clock for the Brenham Cubs.
Did I see that right? Was that Jeremiah Green?
I believe that is. It was
number 9, correct? It is Jeremiah Green on that reception. But not before they get another first down.
So first down for the Trojans, 1:22 to go here in the third quarter. Savoy Nichols going to take a quick beat here and look over to his sideline before he takes the shotgun snap. Got a 3 wide receiver set. Here's the snap to Savoy Nichols. He'll hand off up the middle. And up to make a beautiful tackle is Caleb Espinoza, who fills the running lane and puts a hurting on the running back there with a nice tackle. Caleb Espinoza always there when he needs to be.
I tell you what, just a great read there by Caleb Espinoza. Ran the running play perfectly. Hit him hard, and coming up to finish it off is Brooks Rosnowski.
So on the tackle for loss by Caleb Espinoza, that creates a second down and 11 with 39 seconds to go here in the third quarter. The Brenham Cubs need a stop if they're going to give their offense a chance. Three-man front for the Cub defense. Clearly trying to stop the pass. The fake on the throw, and they're going to throw out wide to an open receiver who breaks 2 tackles and heads upfield, breaking another tackle, shifting his way up near midfield over to the Trojan 46, and another first down, and more importantly, staying in bounds, and that should take us to the fourth quarter.
That was Jamari Thomas on that reception there. And did you see you come up and made the tackle? Joe Rodriguez,
the big defensive tackle, getting all the way out to the sideline, down the field to make the tackle. I gotta love when the big men hustle like that, Tommy.
No doubt about it. Still playing with heart here, down by 3 scores.
And with that, it will take us to the fourth quarter. So as the teams switch sides on the field, we'll be right back after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
This Halloween season, H-E-B and Brenham is the place to shop for frightful fun and festive treats. Their Halloween department is fully stocked with costumes for all ages, spooky decor, party supplies, and of course, plenty of candy to keep the trick-or-treaters happy. From pumpkins to potion-inspired snacks, H-E-B has everything you need to make your celebration unforgettable. Visit H-E-B and Brenham today and discover the Halloween department that's filled with thrills, chills, and savings. Because no store does Halloween like H-E-B.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tieleman Construction and Stagett Tieleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
All right, as we come back here, it's 1st and 10 for the Trojans, and they're going to look to pass out wide, and a pass breakup by the Brenham Cubs is going to create an incompletion, and look who's out there to make that pass breakup, Tommy, Chris Guidry.
Chris is the guy to have in there right now, still playing with heart.
Yeah, playing corner and being aggressive, you know, they think they're taking a page out of the Trojans playbook here. Their star wide receiver can play corner, so can ours. Here's a handoff up the middle and immediately tackled by the Brenham Cubs. Up comes Mason Sieber fighting off of his tackle along with blocked by Joe Rodriguez as well to make the tackle for loss. Third down and 12, and the Brenham Cubs have a perfect opportunity to get off the field.
I tell you what, making that initial hit to slow it up there for Joe and Mason Sieber was Jace Miller.
So third down and 12. 11 and a half left to go in the fourth quarter. Down 21 points are the Brenham Cubs and needing a big third down stop here on third down and 12. The ball is at the Trojan 44. Three-man front trying to create some pressure. Jace Miller gets there and the ball thrown away. And Caleb Espinoza asking for a flag. There was no receiver in the area. And clearly still in the tackle box was quarterback Savoy Nichols. And the officials are going to keep the flag in their pocket.
I'll tell you what, just a great pass rush there by Jace Miller again. Two plays in a row here for Jace Miller.
And on that one, Tommy, I'm going to have to agree with Caleb Espinoza. There was no receiver in the area, and the quarterback was clearly still in the pocket, just clearly trying to get rid of it as he had a defender around his waist. And it definitely seems like a missed call.
I'm going to agree with that one. That there should have been a flag there, but the Cubs should get good field position here.
So with 11:10 left, the Brenham Cubs looked like they were going to get a blocked punt after the high snap, but the officials are going to say that the Trojans called a timeout.
No, they did mark off false 5 start. Yards.
False start.
There we go.
So false start from the Trojans. We'll back it up inside of the Trojan 40 at the 39, and they will punt from inside their 30. Here's the snap. This one a lot better, and this one will get up high. Hang time. Chris Guidry will come up and field it at the Brenham Cubs 36-yard line. And that's where the Brenham Cubs will get their next drive going, trying to make it 3 touchdown possessions in a row. Let's see what they draw up now. Tommy, plenty of creativity on that last drive with the double reverse pass from Chris Guidry to Nate Rowe. Tell you what, he's got...
We've seen a little bit this evening.
He's got 30 touchdown receptions. How about adding another passing touchdown to the resume?
There you go.
So here come the Brenham Cubs running out of time. 11 minutes left to go. Siren Upshaw in the shotgun will send out Hagan Frank out wide. And they're going to throw the ball on a wide receiver screen, trying to make defenders miss, but ultimately being dragged down for a gain of 1 is Chris Guidry.
And who else to make the stop but Joaquin Martinez?
At this point, I'm just going to start jumping in front and calling it, Tommy, because I already know what name you're going to say when there's a tackle anywhere in the middle of the field.
This guy is the Trojans version of Caleb Espinoza.
So here come the Brenham Cubs, a 4 wide receiver set, 3 to the left, 1 to the right. Zyron Upshaw in an empty backfield takes the shotgun snap, looking to his left all the way and firing to Cartel Brown, an accurate pass out past the 40 of the Brenham Cubs before Cartel Brown is escorted out of bounds by the Trojans. That'll put the ball at the 41-yard line, creating a third down and 5 for the Brenham Cubs, who need to start playing with some urgency, down 21 points inside of 10 minutes left to play.
Tell you what, coming up to make that stop single-handedly, Rashad Smith.
Here come the Cubs. They will put 4 wide receivers out wide with C.J. Glover in the backfield to the right of Zyron Upshaw. Here's the snap to Zyron. Looking downfield, trying to escape pressure, rolling to his right, needs to throw on the run, looking for Chris Guidry, and just a bit too wide and out, too high and outside. That ball goes out of bounds, 4th down and 5 for the Cubs.
I tell you what, again, London Smith on the coverage there, forcing Chris Guidry to stay right on that sideline, and Zyron trying to hit him, but could not make the reception.
Yeah, Chris Guidry was open there on the sideline, and you know, it would have taken an excellent throw by Zyron, and just not able to come up with the goods, and that will bring up 4th down, a critical 4th and 5 for the Brenham Cubs. And it looks like they almost got the Trojans to jump offside there. That would have been a huge break for the Cubs, but instead, it'll be 4th down and 5. And we're going to get ourselves a stoppage of play here. I don't see any yellow on the field, so it looks like it'll be a timeout by the Brenham Cubs. And as they take a timeout, so will we, and we'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com. For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank, local, friendly, mobile.
So after a quick timeout for the Brenham Cubs, they used their first timeout of the half, down to two, and they are up a 4th and 5, so they want to take their time to come up with a good play call here on 4th and 5, a critical play for the Brenham Cubs if they want to try to put together a miraculous comeback. Down 29 points earlier, now only down 21 with 9:23 on the clock left to play in the ball game. They're down 35-14 to the Waco University Trojans. Empty backfield for Zyron Upshaw, 5 wide receiver set. 3 to the right, two to the left. Zyron Upshaw's going to take off. He has defenders at the sticks, makes both of them miss, and barrels his way for a first down. He needed 5. How about 9, Tommy, for another Brenham Cup first down? Zyron Upshaw with the clutch run.
I tell you what, you get a good coverage on the receivers there by the Trojan. Zyron wisely tucks the ball in and runs. Gets a big first down.
9 minutes left to play. Zyron Upshaw takes the shotgun snap, looking downfield, looking for C.J. Glover. Throws an interception, and that one's coming all the way back for another Trojan touchdown. Zyron Upshaw, after having a clutch run for a first down, throws it to C.J. Glover, who slips on the route, and stepping in front of it is the Trojans to get themselves a pick six and all but put this game away.
Wow.
Just as the Brenham Cubs look like they may have started to do something, they come up with a critical error there. Zyron Upshaw, getting away from pressure, floats one over to his running back, C.J. Glover, who slips on the route, and a pick six for the Trojans is the result, and the extra point is good, making it 42-14 in favor of the Trojans, putting their lead back up to 28 points with 8:51 left to go. And with that, we'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends to take a look at the ensuing kickoff.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Over the Brenham Cubs. And the Cubs looked like they were gaining some momentum, unfortunately just threw a pick six. And now we'll get the ball back. Back to receive is Nate Rao. He'll field it inside his own 10. Bringing it out down the left side past the 20 to the 26-yard line before being taken down. That'll take it down to 8:44 left to go in the game. And the Brenham Cubs.
Colin Estelle in on that stop there on Nate Rao.
Yes, sir, and now with the Brenham Cubs having the ball, anything short of a miracle, this game and the district is going to go to the Waco University Trojans.
No, a miracle would be it. I still have my faith on there.
Yep, we can never lose faith, but there is no hiding the fact that it will take a miracle to get them back into this one, down 28 points with just under 9 minutes left to go. Zyron Upshaw will go out there with a 5 wide receiver set. Looking to throw, he's going to take off with this one, and he's going to get himself a first down, and No, they're going to say just shy, 1 yard shy of the line to gain, and that'll make it 1 second. No, they're going to call it a first down. So he does get the 10 yards needed, gets it out to the 35-yard line, and that's going to be a first down for the Brenham Cubs.
Christian Dowdy, big defensive lineman in on that stop there on Zyron.
8.5 left to go, and the clock is ticking down to 8:20 now. Zyron Upshaw looking to his right, looking deep now, firing. One-on-one is Chris Guidry with his defender, and that one will be broken up on the sideline. Incomplete pass will bring up second down and 10 from the Cubs 35.
Tell you what, Jeremiah Green on the coverage there on Chris Guidry, both of them going up for the football. No one coming down with it.
So now the Cubs stop the clock with an 8:11 on the clock. Looking for a big touchdown. Try to somehow fight their way back. Zyron Upshaw looking deep. Staying in the pocket, got plenty of time. Finds Chris Guidry down the sideline for a gain of about 6. They're going to call it a gain of 5 before he stepped out, and that'll bring up 3rd down and 5 for the Cubs. The ball out to the 40.
Tell you what, Chris Guidry doing a good job there coming back. Zyron hitting him on that right sideline out there. What is that, 4 or 5 yard gain?
Yep, 5 yards on the play. 3rd down and 5. And interestingly enough, looks like they said his momentum was going backwards when he went out of bounds because the clock is still running. Down to 7:35. Zyron Upshaw steps up, makes a defender miss in the backfield beautifully, looking for Nate Rao on the sideline and overthrows Nate Rao. And that'll bring up 4th down and 5 for the Brenham Cubs. And Tommy, for all intents and purposes, 4th and the ballgame.
4th and the ballgame.
So with the Brenham Cubs looking for a miracle, they'll first they'll need a 4th down here, 4th down conversion, 4th and 5 from their own 40-yard line. They've had some big plays so far today, but none compared to the big plays that the Trojans.
I'm not the coach. I would try to get 6 yards and keep this drive going.
Zyron Upshaw shifting to his left, fires down.
There it is.
Chris Guidry elevates and makes a beautiful catch. That'll be a 1st down for the Brenham Cubs, a gain of about 11.
I tell you what, just an outstanding pattern run there by Chris Guidry, wide open. Zyron did get it to him. Cub 1st down.
1st down, and they now get into Trojan territory at the Trojans 47. Down to 7 minutes left to go. Here's the shotgun snap to Zyron Upshaw, looking downfield, has a receiver open. That's Markel Lewis, who drops it, and that will be an incomplete pass. He was short of the 1st down marker, so in a time where you need big plays, honestly, not the worst thing that can happen with an incompletion there, because a completion will keep the clock running, and that's 6:54 left to go. Here comes Zyron Upshaw with a 4-wide receiver set. He's going to get some direction from the offensive sideline. Makes a few calls and now going to get this offensive set. Shotgun snap to Zyron with that 4-wide receiver set. Looking downfield, firing downfield for Cartel Brown. And that one goes through the hands of the defender. And Cartel Brown did not see it coming. And a big drop there. That surely would have gone for a touchdown on a beautifully run post route by Cartel Brown. But unable to make the catch, and you can see the frustration from up here, Tommy.
Tell you what, when things are not going your way, they're just not going your way.
That is a fact, and that one was one that could have gone their way with the ball going right through the hands of the defender and hitting Cartel Brown in the chest and unable to make the grab, and you can see he takes off his helmet in frustration. He'll head to the sideline, and Zyron Upshaw now throwing out wide to the right to Chris Guidry, and Guidry will have about 7 yards on that play, making it 4th down and 3 for the Cubs. Another 4th down conversion needed on this drive.
I'll tell you what, again, Zyron, big heavy rush there. Being the good wide receiver that he is, Chris Guidry comes back. Zyron able to find him. Not enough, but we've got a chance here to get this first down.
Ball is placed at the 40 of the Trojans. Tyron Upshaw looking downfield, looking for an open receiver. Has plenty of time, firing out wide and overthrows Cartel Brown. Cartel Brown asking for a flag. He will not get it from the officials. And that will be a turnover on downs for the Brenham Cubs. And surely will put the ball game away for the Waco University Lions. Up 28 points now, down under 6 minutes left to play. Surely the Trojans will be looking to run this ball out and come away with not only a victory, Tommy, but the district championship.
But you said exactly what it is. The Cubs made a little bit of a comeback here in the second half, but just a little too late.
42-14 the score in favor of the Trojans as they come out for another offensive drive. They'll have two men in the backfield. First time we've seen that from them all night. And they're going to go ahead and hand it off up the middle. Nowhere to go as Caleb Espinoza makes the tackle, but lunging forward for a couple yards are the Trojans, who will get 2 yards on the play, and that's number 7, Robert Stevens, extending the ball, making something out of nothing. And with the clock running, the Trojans will happily let it go down to the end of the play clock here, which is at 20 seconds with 5.5 to go on the clock. And the crowd here for the Waco Trojans, a little sparse crowd considering for a home game, but making plenty of noise out there.
No doubt about it.
So here is the snap and the handoff out the left side, and close to a first down are the Trojans. They're going to mark him a yard short to bring up a 3rd and 1.
Tell you what, over there, run him out of bounds, Ethan Ashenbeck.
And that was the sophomore, number 20, Kentrell Jones on the carry.
And here we are, 3rd and 1.
3rd down and 1 to go. Can the Brenham Cubs get a stop with 5:07 left on the clock after the running back ran out of bounds? Three-man backfield again, including the quarterback, and they're going to hand off down that left side. And making a beautiful tackle there is Caleb Espinoza and two other Brenham Cubs, and Ethan Ashenbeck and Jarius Booker.
I tell you what, good job there by those three Cub defenders coming up there to make that stop.
But the clock will keep ticking there with 4th down and 2, and the punting unit will come out for the Trojans as they're not able to get a first down, and the Cubs will get the ball back. Back to receive the punt will be Chris Guidry. And the clock keeps on ticking. 15 left on the play clock and 4:33 left on the game clock. Here's the snap, and the punt is not going to go off as we have another false start by the Trojans. Well, I'll tell you, the one bright spot for the Brenham Cubs this evening, Tommy, is the fact that the Trojans have been penalized more than the Cubs have.
That is the plus this evening.
Yeah, they definitely cleaned up the penalties from last week, but unfortunately ran into a dynamic offense here tonight that has put up points in bunches, 42 of them to be exact, to Brenham's 14, with all 14 of those points coming in the second half. So the clock stops with 4:21 to go. And we'll get set for another punt attempt here by the Trojans. And I think they called a timeout and not a false start, Tommy. But nonetheless, they'll get set. Chris Guidry back to return again. And here's the snap, a good one, and a punt is off. And that one is going to be a short one that bounces at the 30-yard line. And will settle in at about the 29. That's where the Brenham Cubs will get started with 4 minutes and 10 seconds left to play, down 28 points, 42-14 in favor of the Waco University Trojans. A must-have win for the Brenham Cubs, and for lack of a better word, Tommy, just come up a little short.
Tell you what, little sad, you know, a lot of optimism on, you know, with the Cubs coaching staff and all, but give all credit where credit is due to the Trojans. They just took it to the Cubs this evening, and they're going to be the district champions.
Here's Ira Upshaw, back to pass, looking downfield, rolling to his right, finds a receiver. That's Chris Guidry, who breaks off of a defender, running down that right side, gets a big gain on the play, and before he's tripped up at the Trojan 45-yard line. But Chris Guidry not giving up. He's going to continue to make plays. He's been the number one playmaker for the Cubs by far this evening.
I tell you what, Rashad Smith there with that shoestring tackle on Chris Guidry.
Zyron Upshaw takes the shotgun snap, looking to his left, rolling to his left, shifting, and then he'll take off. He's going to get to the original line of scrimmage and gets a couple more yards. He'll be marked out after a gain of 3 down to the 47 of
42,
the Trojans.
42,
correct. So a gain of 3 brings up 2nd down and 7, 3:37 left to go. The Brenham Cubs will come out in a 4 wide receiver set. Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun with C.J. Glover to his right, takes the snap, looking immediate pressure off that left side. Zyron Upshaw somehow able to escape the first time, but not the second, and he will be sacked for a big loss on the play. And the Trojans come up with yet another big play. That's going to be number 16,
Kylie Estelle.
We've said his name plenty of times tonight.
A number of times.
So that'll bring up 3rd down and 16 for the Cubs. Back in their own territory at their own 49. Zyron Upshaw with 3 minutes left will look to his sideline. And will now get set again. Sets up the offense with a 4 wide receiver set, looking to pass back. Excellent blitz pickup there by C.J. Glover. Allows Zyron Upshaw to take off, and he will get himself close to that first down marker. Let's see where they mark him. They're going to mark him just shy, 1 yard short. Needed 16, and he got 15 on the quarterback scramble. 4th down and 1 coming up for the Cubs.
Tell you what, another huge pass rush. Thereby the Trojans forcing Zyron to run with the football.
And he will come up. And oh, he drops the snap. And that's going to be a turnover on downs for the Brenham Cubs. A mishandled snap between on the center quarterback exchange. And that'll make it an easy tackle for the Trojans and gets their defense off the field and their offense back on it with only 2:38 left to go. And the ball, to put it lightly, Tommy, just not going the Brenham Cubs' way.
Not at all.
So as we wait, there's a Gatorade shower for the Waco University head coach as he gets drenched. And on a cold night like this, I'm sure he's happy as to why they're drenching him in Gatorade, but that's not going to feel great for the remainder of this game to be soaking wet in this cold weather.
I tell you what, it's not bothering him one bit, I'm sure.
So here is the handoff for the Trojans up the middle. No gain on the play. Tackle made by Caleb Espinoza. 2nd down and 10. And that is, of course, athletic coordinator and head football coach Charles Foster, who, after the Trojans have made the playoffs in the last 3 years, now get a district championship. And, of course, the Trojans taking their time to get set. As the clock ticks down, it'll get all the way down to the 2-minute warning. And we'll be right back after a word from our sports friends.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo, honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning, called to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers, Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
And on as we come back on second down, the Waco University Trojans will run the ball again up the middle. A gain of one this time, bringing up a third and nine with a minute and a half left to go. And clearly dejected Brenham Cubs on the field, Tommy, is the 8-0 record. They're going to suffer their first defeat of the season. And after going 8-0 to lose the district championship is definitely a heartbreaker.
No doubt about it. Again, the Cubs had big aspirations. They wanted to come back and repeat as district champions. But they're going to fall short this year, and what the Cubs are going to have to do next week is regroup and come back and get ready for a good Belton football team.
That is correct. Of course, last year going 9-1, but getting the district championship because their one loss was to Gilbert out of district play. And here comes a punt from the Trojans. This one a high, booming punt. Chris Guidry will come up and receives the ball with a minute 5 seconds left to go. And the Brenham Cubs offense will come out one last time. As the Waco University Trojans already celebrating on the sideline, Tommy. They already gave their coach the ever infamous Gatorade bath on a nice 59 degree night here in Waco. And the Brenham Cubs,
I hit it just right. You know, we were talking before the game about getting into the 60s, but it got down to 59 degrees.
Yeah, that it did. That it did. And looks like we're going to have a timeout here from the Trojans as they're going to prolong this game just a bit. And the Brenham Cubs will head over to their sideline, and we'll head over to the studio for a quick 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.
Lastmart Incorporated, serving the Brenham area for over 30 years as your one-stop shop for all things glass.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times, Lone Star Southern Grill.
And coming out of the quick break, Zyron Upshaw steps back, throws down the field, looking for his top target. Chris Guidry overthrown off the hands of a defender and almost intercepted. Incomplete pass, bringing up a second down and 10 with under a minute left to go in the ballgame.
Tell you what, the Trojans finally got smart. They put two guys on Chris Guidry.
And here comes Zyron Upshaw with an empty backfield trying to throw, and he will find his receiver. I believe that is Tristan Shugart, who gets himself a nice gain of 5 on the catch. Brings down a third down and 5. Keeps the clock ticking at 45 seconds. And the Brenham Cubs looking to get a couple more plays in, trying to end on a positive note with a first down. Third down and 5. Zyron Upshaw steps back, and he will deliver to Chris Guidry, who gets that all-important first down and fights his way for some extra yardage all the way down to the Trojan 41-yard line. A big gain there for Chris Guidry. Looks to be a gain of about 13.
Tell you what, just a little quick post there by, not post, kick.
Hitch route
by Chris Guidry. Still playing hard here. In a sure loss for the Brenham Cubs.
So 6 seconds left to go. They're going to get one more play in. Zyron Upshaw steps back, delivering downfield. Gets it to Chris Guidry again, and the Brenham Cubs get another first down inside of the Trojan 30-yard line. So the Brenham Cubs end on a positive note, getting a consecutive first downs, but that's going to be their first loss of the season as they fall short to the Waco University Trojans, 42-14. Their second trip out here to Waco, not as fruitful as their last against the Waco Lions. And that will be the ball game. The Brenham Cubs get their first defeat and unfortunately fall short of the district championship this year as Waco University are your district champions. We'll be right back after a short word from our sports friends for the KWHI Sports post-game show.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Nevere, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Ironworks, for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life, for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barn dominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates. Your local Germania insurance agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Yum Sweets and Eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store. Full-service farming and ranching supply since 1992.
Tonight's post-game show was made possible by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Blue Bell Creameries, John Breen with State Farm Insurance, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sanders with Apple Ford, Nathan's Barbecue, Collier Construction Company, Plisky Water Well Service, Fred Ford Tavern and Table, J&L Garbage Door Service, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architecture, La Morella's Meat Market, Hyundai of Brenham, Woodson Lumber Company, Telgear Toyota, Wellman Insurance Company, Pinjera Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, Gilmore Electric, Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance Agency, H-E-B in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, Chavato's Wood Floors, LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, Sanjo Arbor Care, WC Tractor, and Blinn College.
Take a look at how the game went. Not a pretty one for the Brenham Cubs as they fall 42-14 to the Waco University Trojans out here in Waco. And Tommy, the Brenham Cubs' first trip to Waco against the Lions did come away with a big shutout victory, 48-0. But unfortunately, in this one, it was the Waco team, the University Trojans, that come out on top and did so in explosive fashion. Four touchdowns from their star wide receiver, London Smith, the Baylor commit. The Brenham Cubs just did not have an answer for him all game. And while they made a valiant effort at the end, scoring two consecutive touchdowns, one to Chris Guidry and one by Chris Guidry to Nate Rao, unfortunately, the final nail in the coffin, if you would, was a pick six thrown by Zyron Upshaw as they were driving down the field near midfield.
No doubt about it. You know, to start off the game, the Trojans wanted to let the Cubs know just how much they wanted this football game. The Cubs win the toss, deferred to the second half, kicked off to the Trojans. Trojans take the ball right down the field, make a statement and score the opening touchdown, and really never looked back.
That is correct. And, you know, the Brenham Cubs, they had a scouting report on this team, which was that it would be an explosive offense that wants to throw the ball early and often. And this team threw the ball early, often, and very effectively targeting their three big receivers. Mainly, it was London Smith and number 15, Justin Neal, who got the bulk of the action from their quarterback.
No doubt about it.
From their quarterback, Savoy Nichols, who... a strong junior. I mean, coach told us before the game about this quarterback, and I mean, he in the first three drives of the game only had one incompletion, and just goes to show you the efficiency of this offense. Now, for the Brenham Cubs, from here, it's their first defeat of the season. They go now down to 8-1, and it's funny how you can be 8-0 and the other team 5-3, and you still have a chance of losing the district, which is exactly what the Brenham Cubs did today. Let the district slip away, as they needed a win today and a win next week against Belton to secure the district championship. Waco, of course, clinches it with this win, as they have already beaten Belton this year, their next game being against Killeen Ellison. But all is not lost for the Brenham Cubs, as they can still come in second place as long as they beat Belton next week. But it's going to be a challenge, because this is a Belton team that I believe only lost by 6 points to this exact Waco University team.
It's definitely going to be another test for the Cubs. And we knew that going into this game. Or as far as that's concerned, the last three games, Killeen Ellison, a very good football team. Waco University, a little bit more than a really good football team. And we have yet Belton to see Belton next week, which will be Hall of Honor game. So it's going to be a big evening for the Cubs, and the Cubs need to get ready for that last football game and try to get us a home playoff game.
Yes, sir. That is the biggest thing, is to get a playoff game at Cubs Stadium will be huge for this Brenham Cub team in front of the home fans. And big shout out to all the home fans that came out tonight. Actually, pretty surprising to see that we are all the way in Waco, and it seemed like the Brenham Cub crowd was just about as big as the Waco crowd.
I had no doubt about it. Great Brenham support once again.
And that'll be the continuation of the KWHI Sports postgame show, coming just after a word from our sponsors. We'll take a deeper look into how the game went.
Redboard Tavern and Table is your destination for great food in Grimes County. Repeatedly voted best steak and recognized as one of the area's top restaurants. Redboard offers a brand new menu, weekend dinner specials, and a beautifully restored setting in the historic Navasota Railroad District. Whether you're gathering with family and friends or clients, Redboard is the place to be. Open Wednesday through Sunday, Redboard Tavern and Table, proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs. And a special shout out to Toby Lewis and the Cub Band Class of 2025.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Dad, are you going to make s'mores or not?
Air mattress inflated, tablet charged. Yes, ready.
I thought the point of camping was to get away from it all.
I've been really responsible with my savings. Have to spoil myself un poquito.
Mother Nature. Meet my dad, the glamping king.
Glamp your way to financial growth with a checking or savings account from Cadence Bank. There's opportunity here. Find a branch near you at cadencebank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
The Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich is back, and it's still bigger and better than any chicken sandwich out there. More chicken strips, more Monterey Jack cheese smothered in buffalo and ranch, all on a 5-inch bun. There's so much crispy, cheesy, saucy goodness, you may find yourself speechless when someone asks what's your favorite part. Not because you can't find the words, just because it's hard to talk when your mouth's full with this much deliciousness. The Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich is back for a limited time. What a burger.
And back here to Waco ISD Stadium, where we continue the KWHI Sports postgame show, and the Brenham Cubs suffering their first defeat of the year. This one coming to the Waco University Trojans, who get a big victory, 42-14, over the Cubs. And the story of the game really has to be the difference in offenses. The Brenham Cubs held out, shut out in the first half, where the University Trojans had 21 points and matched it in the second half with another 21, winning 42-14 against the Brenham Cubs. The Cubs did seem to have some momentum going as they scored two touchdowns in a row, but unfortunately the nail in the coffin was a pick six thrown by Zyron Upshaw looking for C.J. Glover, who slipped on the route and created a pick six. And for the Brenham Cubs, Tommy, going from here on out, it's not a lot of positives to take from the game other than how well they fought back in that short period there in the beginning of the fourth quarter. But they're going to have to fight through some adversity here because they have a big game against Belton coming up, which would put them second in the district. The district championship is, of course, not reachable anymore with the loss to Waco University. But they can get second place if they beat Belton next week. But like we mentioned earlier, there's a Belton team that played this Waco University team very hard and came within 6 points of a victory against them. So the challenges don't end here for the Brenham Cubs. They'll have a big, big matchup coming up against Belton to finish off the season and try to repeat 9-1. They did go 9-1 last year. The key difference being why they didn't get the district championship is that their one loss last year was to Gilmer, who they do defeat this year. But unfortunately, their one loss this year is in district play and ultimately makes it
impossible to get the championship. I was talking to one of the during halftime, I was talking to one of the Trojan fans, and he made the comment. He said the Trojans were looking, they couldn't wait for this football game because they wanted to play the Brenham Cubs again. And knowing that the Brenham Cubs were district champions last year, Belton played us tough last year. The Cubs need to regroup next week and be ready for a good Belton football team. And we need another win going into the playoffs on a positive note.
That is correct. I mean, they would love to end the season on a positive note, kind of the way they ended this game on a positive note, driving down the field, getting a couple of consecutive first downs to keep the drive alive as the game came to an end. And, of course, that has to be the coaching staff saying, hey, we didn't get the win, but let's end on a positive note. Let's move the ball. Targeting Chris Guidry. Chris Guidry continues to be an outstanding player on this offense. Unfortunately, you can't do it with just one person. It's got to be a team effort. And today the team did fall short, but like you said, it's all about bouncing back and playing a good Belton team as hard as you can, leaving this loss in the past, learning from it, and getting on to the next game, which the Brenham Cubs are going to have to do if they want a chance to have a home playoff game in the playoffs coming up at the end of the year.
No doubt about it. Go home. It's going to be a very, very long bus ride home, but they're going to go back to work tomorrow morning. I know there's going to be a film session, probably a little later in the morning with it being the long bus ride. But plenty of time for the Cubs to think about this loss this evening.
Yeah, it will be a long bus ride home, about a couple hours away from Brenham up here in Waco. And the Brenham Cubs will have a lot to think about going into their next game. Shout out to the Waco University Trojans, of course. You got to give credit where credit is due. They came out, they played a solid football game, and you said it, had this game circled on their calendar going up against the defending district champs, and they do their job and dethrone the district champs on senior night nonetheless.
No doubt about it. Made their fans happy. Now they'll and now what they're going to want to do is finish out the year on 5-0 in district. So
exactly. So the Brenham Cubs came into it undefeated, get their first loss, and unfortunately the district championship slips away with this loss, but still life left in the season to beat Belton, get that second place. And with that, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors to take a look at the final stats of the game and the highlights.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Right now, try one of Wingstop's ultimate meal deals, sauced and tossed in up to four bold flavors, starting at just $17.99. That's a flavor-packed deal made to share. Or not. We don't judge. Whether you're all about lemon pepper, original hot, or that sweet heat mango habanero, this one's for the flavor lovers. Wingstop. Bring the flavor. Terms apply. See Wingstop.com for details.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today, or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Well, fall's here, and you know what that means. Cooler weather, football games, and, unfortunately, garage doors acting up at the worst time. Look, if your clicker's gone bad, the springs are broken, or your door just won't shut straight, call our friends at J&L Garage Door Service. Yeah, they're local, insured, and even do same-day repairs within a 60-mile radius. Plus, free estimates. Don't get stuck outside this season. Call J&L Garage Door Service at 203-600-0008. That's 203-600-0008.
School is in full swing, and it's the perfect time to help your child move forward in their learning journey. If they're struggling with math, reading, or test prep, WC Learning Center is here to help. Their expert tutors provide personalized support to boost their confidence and grades. Don't let them fall behind. Give them the skills to succeed. Call WC Learning Center today at 979-251-0161 and set them up for a brighter future, because success starts with the right support. WC Learning Center, located at 1306 South Day Street in Brenham.
Sendera Arbor Care is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs football team and coaches this season. Just like the Cubs bring strength and strategy to the field, Sendera brings expert tree care to your home or business. From trimming to full tree health care services, they're your all-star team for residential and commercial properties. Call 979-836-4517 today. The playbook built on quality, integrity, and community, Sendero Arbor Care keeps your trees and your property standing strong all season long.
Well, it was not an ideal night for the Brenham Cubs. They lose 42-14 over the Waco University Trojans, but nonetheless did fight hard and tried to come out with a victory, but it was the Trojans' night on senior night out here in Waco, and they come away with a district championship. But individually, Chris Guidry did have himself a terrific ball game, Tommy, and goes over 1,000 yards on the season now with 1,069 yards, continues to work his way into the record books, had a touchdown here tonight, both receiving and throwing a touchdown to Nate Rao in the end zone, and
you know, continues to work his way into the record books. But as far as the statistics go for this ball game today, for the Brenham Cubs, they come away with a total of 377 total yards, and not bad considering the fact that they went into the second half with only 97 total yards of offense. Zyron Upshaw goes 18 of 32 for 270 yards, two touchdowns and two interceptions. And Chris Guidry gets a one throw for 17 yards and a touchdown, as I mentioned, to Nate Rao. Now, Chris Guidry, how's this for a ball game, Tommy? 13 catches for 192 yards and a touchdown. A very bright spot here for the Brenham Cubs, as we always knew he would. He likes to shine when the lights are brightest, and he definitely did so today. Unfortunately, not enough to get a victory, but definitely put up a great performance, almost 200 yards through the air. Other receiving stats were Tristan Shugart with one catch for 6 yards. Cartel Brown had one catch for 4 yards. Nate Rao, two catches for 46 yards and a touchdown. Of course, on that one touchdown drive, had the big first down catch and the touchdown catch to capitalize the drive. And C.J. Glover, two catches for 39 yards. 287 total receiving yards for the Brenham Cubs and two touchdowns receiving. And then over on the ground game, C.J. Glover had 16 carries for 42 yards. Cartel Brown, 3 carries for 3 yards, and Zyron Upshaw, 15 carries for 45 yards for a total of 90 yards rushing. Definitely less than we have become accustomed to from the Brenham Cubs, who do pride themselves on being a balanced offense. They just couldn't get the running game going, and now that's 2 weeks in a row where they've struggled to get the running game going. Of course, last week against Colleen Ellison, on top of all the penalties, couldn't get the run game involved.
If you're not going to get 100 yards rushing, it's going to be tough to win a football game.
That is correct. I couldn't agree more. So the Brenham Cubs, let's take a look at some of the highlights of the game. Take a look at the two touchdowns on the night. And we'll start with the Chris Guidry 55-yard touchdown catch and run that got the Brenham Cubs on the board. And that gave the Brenham Cubs six points and a 28-6 lead for the Trojans. And from there, it was consecutive touchdowns after the Trojans came back and responded quickly with a touchdown of their own. It was then Chris Guidry throwing a touchdown 17 yards into the end zone to Nate Rao, who was double covered. And that made it 14-35, and from there, the Brenham Cubs, of course, threw that pick six, making it 42-14 for your final score in favor of the Waco University Trojans. And with that, those were your final stats and the highlights of the game. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
La Morello's Meat Market in Brenham at 1501 South Market Street is open for all of your needs. If you can think of it, odds are they have it. Come in for fresh produce, fresh meats, paper goods, and grocery items. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday, and on weekends, freshly made menudo, barbacoa, carnitas, and carne asada. La Morello's Meat Market opens 7 days a week at 1501 South Market Street. Shop fresh today. Vamos Cubs!
Whether it's the Cubs in Brenham or the Panthers in Burton, Friday nights are for football, and Citizens State Bank is proud to cheer on both teams this season. For 100 years, we've been rooted in your community, supporting local schools, families, and the traditions that bring us together, because your hometown is our hometown too. We're proud to stand behind the Cubs, the Panthers, and the power of hometown pride. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions since 1925.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future. Hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether it's sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2025 season.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off. I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Alrighty, now it's time to take a look at the Whataburger, what a play of the game. And Tommy, we're going to go ahead and go with Chris Guidry throwing a touchdown to Nate Rau in the end zone. That was the first touchdown. So that was the first touchdown to Chris Guidry, but the Whataburger What a Play of the Game is Chris Guidry throwing a touchdown to number 17, Nate Rau, in the end zone. Double covered, elevates over two defenders, and comes down with a huge touchdown ground, the second touchdown of the game. But since they did play the first touchdown, we will congratulate the Nathan's Barbecue free rib winner, Linda Wilkie. But first, Whataburger What a Play brought to you by Whataburger, juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, French fries, and fancy ketchup, adding big flavor to your hometown. With online ordering available, Whataburger in Brenham, located at 2801 36 South, perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. And, of course, congratulations to Linda Wilkie for winning a rack of ribs from Nathan's Barbecue on that first touchdown to Chris Guidry. Nathan's Barbecue is proud to sponsor the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, and, backed by popular demand, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You make the call. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee, proud supporters of area sports. For your chance to win during the first touchdown, just stop by Nathan's Barbecue and don't forget to register. And with that, that is your Whataburger What a Play of the Game. And a reminder to Linda Wilkie about your free rack of ribs from Nathan's Barbecue. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we
WC Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the new Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They are ready to take on all your new Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com. That's WCTractor.com.
La Morello's Meat Market in Brenham at 1501 South Market Street is open for all of your needs. If you can think of it, odds are they have it. Come in for fresh produce, fresh meats, paper goods, and grocery items. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday, and on weekends, freshly made menudo, barbacoa, carnitas, and carne asada. La Morello's Meat Market opens 7 days a week at 1501 South Market Street. Shop fresh today. Vamos Cubs!
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
Transform your home with Chivato's Wood Floors in Brenham. Their brand new showroom at 114 East Alamo Street showcases stunning designs and jaw-dropping specials. With over 15 years of expertise, Chivato's delivers dream floors with unmatched quality and care. See your future floors today at 114 East Alamo Street in Brenham or explore on Facebook and Instagram. Chivato's Wood Floors, where quality shines. Call for a free quote today at 979-337-2185. Your perfect floor awaits. Go Cubs!
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
And now it's time to take a look at the KWHI Sports Defensive and Offensive Outstanding Players of the Game, brought to you by John Breeden with State Farm Insurance. And Tommy, on the offensive side, I think it's an easy one there with Chris Guidry. I mean, not only he did fall short of 200 yards receiving with 192 and a touchdown, but went over 200 if you count his passing yards with a 17-yard touchdown throw to Nate Rao.
I tell you what an evening for Chris Guidry. We've talked about this young man all year long, and that just shows his humbleness. What he does is just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's the biggest thing about him is, you know, he's just constantly makes plays. Doesn't matter whether his team is up or down, he's going to provide playmaking ability, and that's why he is our Offensive Outstanding Player of the Game, brought to you by John Breeden, State Farm Insurance. Then now taking a look at the Defensive Outstanding Player of the Game, a name that we called plenty tonight was Caleb Espinoza, constantly filling in the running lanes and getting to the quarterback on plenty of blitzes. At the end of the day, the Trojans got it done through the air, but they didn't have anything going in the run game, large part to Caleb Espinoza, but also a huge shout-out to the interior defensive line with Joe Rodriguez and Mason Sieber. But hey, Caleb Espinoza cleaning up plays constantly tonight.
I tell you what, you know, it's just a continuation from the 24 season into the 25 football season. Caleb Espinoza, he's the quarterback of that defensive unit. And, you know, once again, had another outstanding evening this evening. Congratulations, Caleb Espinoza, our defensive star of the game.
Yeah, you said it there. Not only is he the quarterback of the defense, he is the heart of that defense, making all kinds of tackles for losses all day today. He even had himself a pass breakup as well. So he is the defensive outstanding player of the game. Congratulations. The defensive and offensive outstanding player of the game were brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for a State Farm Good Neighbor service. It's insurance you can trust. And with that, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors for the KWHI Sports postgame wrap-up.
It's a first day of the first grade. And she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. Your wish will never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
This football season, Texas Farm Credit is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers.
Hello, this is Kevin Heyman.
Hello, this is Jeff Milliken.
Hello, y'all. This is Jennifer Turner.
Hi, this is Audrey Jankowski.
Hey, it's Brittany Klein.
And I'm Abby Frank. We are your Brenham lending team, ready to help with flexible financing for agriculture, home loans, or any place in the country. Plus, we offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock, serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Fayette, Lavaca, and Waller counties. Your team is our team. Give us a call or visit us today at Highway 290 East in Brenham.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Howdy, Patrick Henning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When the power goes down, you need backup. A home backup generator can keep your lights on, your fridge cold, and your devices charged. It's like having a personal power plant in your backyard. Power up with Gilmore Electric Express. We specialize in generator installation and maintenance, so you're never left in the dark. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
And now it's time for the KWHI Sports post-game wrap-up. Congratulations to Linda Wilkie, the winner of the first touchdown free rack of ribs from Nathan's Barbecue. Congratulations to our offensive and defensive outstanding players of the game, brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. Offensive player was Chris Guidry and defensive player Caleb Espinoza. And that's going to do it for us today. It's congratulations to the Waco University Trojans, who get themselves the District 10 5A Division II Championship with a win over the Brenham Cubs today. The final score is 42-14 in favor of the Trojans, as the Brenham Cubs get their first loss of the year, heading into their final game against Belton, fighting for that second place in the district. As always, it's Javi Jr. and your co-host Tommy Lange signing off, and make sure to stay tuned for the scoreboard show coming up next and the football roundup tomorrow morning at 8:15. This is Javi Jr. and Tommy Lange saying catch you next time.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff, who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods & Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods & Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
Put your college degree on the fast track with Blinn College's Winter Mini-Mester beginning December 15th. With convenient online classes, you can earn full course credit in just 3 weeks, then keep your momentum going when the spring semester starts on January 12th.
With small classes, caring professors, and affordable tuition, Blinn is here to help you succeed. Seats fill quickly, so register today at blinn.edu.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
Tonight, post-game show was brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Fubo Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, Wingstop in Brenham, Lake Sander with Apple Ford, Nathan's Barbecue, Quality Construction Company, Whiskey Water Well Service, Redborn Tavern and Table, J&L Garbage Doors, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architecture, La Morella's Meat Market, Hyundai of Brenham, Winston Lumber Company, Tailgear Toyota, Wellman Insurance Company, Ingenera Tile, Michael Burnham, Subway in Burnham, Gilmore Electric, Christy Schloman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Burnham, PVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Burnham, Cavato's Wood Floors, LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Burnham National Bank, Chandra Auburn Care, WP Tractor, and Blinn College. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. And we'll now go and listen to some TSN and scoreboards.